10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're around it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, ay. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, boy, ay. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
We head to Game 2 in Frisco, Texas, to continue a six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers after we began last night. In good fashion for the Rough Riders with a leadoff home run, but Tulsa came back to win the game 7-2. And now we continue the series today, beginning at 7:05. Hi again, everybody. Alongside the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. In Game 2, with the Rough Riders trying to continue adding to their 22-18 record in the second half, Noah Bremer gets the ball. It's the second straight night the Frisco's starting pitcher enters the game with a 6.66 ERA. He's 0-1 on the year, getting his 10th appearance on the season. The Rough Riders have won four consecutive of Bremer's starts. His counterpart is Ben Kasparius. He's 0-5 this year, an 8.72 earned run average at the AA level with the Drillers. Tulsa is 14-26. They got the win yesterday to just improve a little bit, but they are still last place in the Northern Division. And they'll try to win the first couple here at Riders Field. Well, we continue a conversation next with Antoine Kelly, relief pitcher and closer with the Rough Riders, going into some of his background and things beyond baseball as well. Antoine Kelly is next ahead of Game 2 tonight between the Drillers and Rough Riders at 7:05. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back in the pregame show, Game 2 against the Tulsa Drillers. Antoine Kelly is our pregame guest, or part two of this conversation, with the relief pitcher for the Rough Riders, the July Pitcher of the Month in the Rangers organization, and been on a hot streak with Frisco. So here is Antoine Kelly. What's the clubhouse been like for you this year? A lot of similar teammates you knew, but a lot of new guys as well. What's the clubhouse vibe been like for you?
It's cool. I mean, you can talk to everybody. There's not as much, like, clicks. So I'm honestly, like, everybody's talking to everybody, so it's been good.
Any particular fun stories of a road trip or something you've done here in Frisco this season that'll stay with you beyond this year?
Every trip we've taken to Corpus. Okay. That place sucks. Yeah, I don't think I'll forget those trips. Like, nothing happened, but yeah. I'm just so miserable over there. Like, yeah, every Corpus trip.
That's fair.
It's not going to leave.
You continue to stretch in Corpus, getting to 20 straight appearances without an earned run lately. Is that, I mean, when I asked you about things that you're most proud of, that wasn't the first one you went to. So is that something you don't think about too much? Because, I mean, everybody goes on some hot streaks and cold streaks. You try to not really think about too much. I wouldn't blame you if that's the case, but how much do you think about that sort of thing?
I don't think about it until it's brought up. Yeah. Honestly, I know about it, but if I give up a run, like, who cares? Yeah. Like, it happens. It is what it is. Yeah.
Every pitcher gives up runs, so it's not anything harmful to a particular guy. It happens to everybody. How have you done this year? You give up a run, give up a home run, something like that. It seems like you've done well in responding to that, not taking it too hard, I guess you could say. Not that there have been that many runs that you have given up, but in the times you have, it seems like you've bounced back pretty well. How have you tried to stay mentally up, mentally strong, and encourage in the few times where you have given up a couple runs?
Like I said, it's just baseball. Yeah. Like, It happens. As long as I'm not giving up, like, a stupid amount of runs or, like, a crazy amount of hits, like, it happens. Right. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. So.
We'll close with Antoine Kelly here. Let's talk a little bit beyond baseball. We were just talking off the air. Big Toy Story guy. I like that. I like the trend. It's a little different than most baseball players might pick, but I like the feel of it. What really gets to you about Toy Story? What do you like about that trilogy?
I don't know. I've been a huge Toy Story fan since I was a kid.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I think I've watched, like, the whole, what is it, four movies?
I guess it is four now.
I've watched them so many times. Like, it's crazy. But I don't know what it is. I just love it a lot.
You've been in season, like on a bus ride, or these off-season guilt pleasures, or, like, what, when do you watch them?
Whenever I get the chance.
Okay.
I know this year, a couple weeks ago, I went on a stretch of just going crazy on the Disney movies. Yeah. So I watched, like, literally 1, 2, 3 back to back. And, like, I'm not proud of it, but I stayed up pretty late doing it. But I don't know. It gets me every time.
Yeah.
I just love it.
You're a number two Toy Story guy. That's your favorite. What is it about that one? Kind of defend your choice. That's your favorite one. Why is that?
Oh, man. I don't know.
It's all right.
I know the first one is good, but I don't like it because I don't like the way it looks. It looks, it just looks, yeah, it looks old.
Yeah.
The third one, it was just all right to me.
Right.
Second one, I don't know. Pizza Planet,
yeah.
A little tight story.
Yeah.
Can't get mad at it.
Yeah, like it. I don't even know when the fourth one, I don't think I've seen the fourth one. Was that more recent?
When did the fourth one come out? Pretty recently.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay,
I
go see it? Is that worth it?
It's not worth it.
Not worth it?
It's not worth it.
Okay. All right, I'll leave it alone then. I'll see it. Did you see the other ones in theaters, like when you were a kid growing up?
I don't remember. I know we had 1 and 2 on like a VHS, but I don't know if I saw it in theaters.
All right, last thing. Is anyone you want to give a shout-out to, anyone who watches the games or listens on the radio, any family members or friends back home you want to give a shout-out to?
My uncle. Yeah, he'll be here on Thursday. That dude watches every single game. Every pitch, all of it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Even when you're not pitching, or just your outings?
Everything. All of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what's your uncle's name?
Mijo.
Mijo.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we look forward to seeing him here Thursday and seeing you pitch. Antoine, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
There's Antoine Kelly on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
One game in the books here in this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers. We head to game two at 7:05 today. Here are the starting lineups between both squads, beginning with the Tulsa Drillers. Leading off for the AA Dodgers affiliate is Austin Gauthier, the shortstop today. And top of the card for Tulsa, Yorbit Vivas bats second and plays second. Yuzneel Diaz hits third and is the DH today. Emanuel Vargas cleans up for Tulsa and plays first base with his 16 home runs on the season. Same number of homers for Diego Cartaya, who bats fifth and catches. The third baseman and six-hole hitter is Cody Hosey. Then Josh Stowers bats seventh and plays left field, continuing his return trip to Frisco. Luis Diaz checks in the 8-hole and plays right field. Hitting ninth is Ismael Alcantara. He will play center field today for Tulsa. For the Frisco Rough Riders today, Carlos Cardoza fills out his lineup card as follows. Leading off is Chris Cease. He'll play third base today for Frisco. Aaron Zavala bats second and patrols left field. Evan Carter is in center field today and hitting third. Trevor Hover hits cleanup today, plays right field. Then it's Liam Hicks DHing and batting fifth for the Rough Riders. Jax Biggers with his leadoff home run yesterday. Won't hit a leadoff one, at least not in the first inning, but he'll bat sixth and play second base. Josh Hatcher hits seventh and plays first base. His first game back in the lineup since Saturday. K-Bear Rodriguez hits eighth and is at shortstop. David Garcia is the 9-hole hitter. The switch-hitting catcher rounds out the order for the Rough Riders. He is the battery mate tonight of Noah Bremer, in the right-hander out of the University of Washington, and into the right-hander from UConn, Ben Kasparius, who gets the start today for the Drillers. Final score yesterday, Tulsa 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors, and the Rough Riders 2 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. Nobody had multiple hits yesterday for the Rough Riders, just 6 hits over the 9 innings. And the Rough Riders had a look a little bit tougher, a little bit of a wider margin at the end. It was going to be a save situation for Tulsa in the ninth inning, but they tacked on 2 runs in the top of the ninth and pulled away a bit, made the final score 7-2. But Ricky Venasco pitched the ninth inning, and the former Rough Rider from earlier this year didn't get a save since, again, the margin got pushed beyond 3 runs, but pitched a scoreless ninth inning in his first game back and in the visiting clubhouse here in Frisco. Well, the Drillers and Rough Riders rematch tonight on a Wednesday evening. So glad that you're with us wherever you are tuning in from. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play when we return in the first inning. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network at Valley Live.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field ball. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
On Saturday.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Jax Biggers has done it again. Multiple dingers on the day, and the Rough Riders lead it 7-2.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Off the scoreboard and gone. Chris Z slams one out.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
From Frisco, Texas, it's the Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers in Game 2 of the six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you on this Wednesday evening. It's game number 2 as the Rough Riders look to avenge a 7-2 loss in Game 1 to these same Tulsa Drillers. It's game number 41 in the second half and game number 109 for the Rough Riders this season. Noah Bremer gets the ball for Frisco today. He deals with Austin Gauthier to start things off. And the first pitch of the ball game is over for a strike on the inside corner. We're underway. 7:05 on the dot today on a beautiful day for baseball. Bremer winds back the 0-1. Breaking ball lined out to second base and over Jack's Biggers into right. A base hit for Gauthier. Austin Gauthier continues to hit very well. He singles to right field. He's now hit safely in 17 of his last 18 games. And Yorbit Vivas stands in the second baseman. 93 degrees, our first pitch temperature today, with sun shining up above, 7-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. Bremer working from the stretch now with a runner at first base. And the pitch home. Breaking ball, hard ground ball up the middle into center, a base hit. Gauthier around first, or around second, I should say. He stops right there, and Vivas has himself a single. It's back-to-back singles, three pitches in against Bremer. Yusiel Diaz stands in now. He's the hottest hitter on this Tulsa team that's coming in at 14-26 in the second half, but the champions in the first half in the Texas League. Well, heading to the playoffs no matter what. Diaz has hit safely in 13 of his last 14 games, but over that stretch, he's hitting a ridiculous 429. He went 2-for-3 yesterday with three RBIs. A double, and he scored two runs as well. Bremer looking in for his sign. He's got it. The right-hander with high socks, red stirrups. He stretches in the first pitch. Over for a strike. It's 0-1. Fastball at the top of the zone that time. The fastball will be in the low to somewhat mid-90s. Four-pitch pitcher will go fastball, curveball, slider, and change. Runners at first and second, the 0-1. Swinging a high fly ball out to left center field. Hangs up in the air for Zavala, cutting over. It's Evan Carter who's under it from center. He makes the catch, and no advancement on the tag. He'll fly out to center and a big out to get. Yusiel Diaz is down. Emmanuel Vargas stands in. Vargas, the first baseman playing in his 100th game this year. He's hit three home runs in the month of August already, but he has 16 on the year overall. 2-for-4 yesterday with a double and two RBIs in the opener. The pitch home. Off the outside corner, it's 1 ball and no strikes. Noah Bremer, the 6'5", 206-pound, 27-year-old out of Berkeley, California. Went to the University of Washington. He was a sixth-round pick out of there in 2017. He stretches and fires. Swinging a foul off Garcia back behind home. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. No, it wasn't a foul. He just swung and missed at it. And both runners advance. So Garcia just missed it and hit him in the shoulder. Might have gotten crossed up a little bit. And Bremer saying, sorry if I missed that sign. He comes in chatting about it with Garcia. Got crossed up a little bit. Oh, a wild pitch makes it runners at second and third and one out. A 1 ball and 1 strike on Vargas. And they head up on the mound to talk about it. Jax Biggers there, the second baseman as well, joining the mound visit. And the mound visit is now over. I want to give a shout-out, courtesy of Noah Bremer, to Shelly, his mom, who's watching the game today. He wanted to say hi. 1 ball and 1 strike to Emmanuel Vargas.
Left-handed batter back in. Infield in for the Rough Riders. The pitch in. Just outside. Misses with a changeup, and it's two balls and one strike. No score, top of the first inning, but Tulsa threatening with runners at second and third and one out. Bremer looks in for his sign. He fires home. Swinging a line drive into left field, down for a base hit. Gauthier comes in to score. Vivas around third. The throw is cut off by Cease at third base, and it's a two-run single for Emmanuel Vargas in the first inning. It's 2-0 Tulsa. A line drive into left field at 100 miles an hour off the bat. Landing in shallow left field, and it brings in two runs. So Vargas has driven in four in the first two games. And here's Diego Cartaya, the catcher. First pitch. Just inside, one ball, no strikes. Tough start so far for Bremer in this game, but he's been good. Those two runs are the first earned runs he's allowed in the month, this being his third start. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good pitch riding in under the hands of the right-handed hitting Cartaya, and it's 1-1. He went four shutout innings his last time out against Corpus Christi on the road, striking out two in that start. 1-1, just inside. Two balls and one strike now on Cartaya, who went 0-for-4 yesterday. Let's introduce you to the defense behind Bremer today with one out in the first inning. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Trevor Hover in right field. Quick throw over to first base, and Vargas is back in. Chris Cease has third. K-Bear Rodriguez made some wonderful plays defensively at shortstop yesterday, and he's back there today. Jax Biggers at second. Josh Hatcher in his return to the lineup for the first time in the last four games. He's at first base. The pitch is drilled in the air to deep left center field. Carter ranging over, and on the run, he tracks it down, vacuums it in for out number two. A good range by Evan Carter making the catch. On a changeup in the middle of the plate, that Cartaya hit pretty well, and that brings Cody Hosey to the plate. Two outs, runner at first base, 2-0. Tulsa out in front, top of the first inning. David Garcia is the battery mate of Bremer today, who's ready from the stretch, and he delivers. Breaking ball inside. One ball, no strikes. Garcia catching Bremer for the fourth time this year. Rough Riders are 2-1 in games where Garcia catches Bremer. 1-0 to Hosey. He swings, grounds it hard back up the middle. Off Bremer, caroms to the shortstop Rodriguez, who shovels underhand to second, and it's in time for the out. Looks like it got Bremer in the bottom of the cleat, so he's good to go, and he steps off the mound towards the dugout. That's the end of the inning. Two runs across for Tulsa on three hits. No Rough Riders errors and one left on base. Bottom of the first inning next. It's Tulsa 2. Rough Riders coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Chris Cease leads it off for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Frisco trailing Tulsa 2-0 in game two of this series. Ben Kasparius delivers home the first pitch. It's popped up on the infield, back behind home. Cartaya, the catcher with his back turned to the hill, makes the catch. And there's one away just off to the right side of home plate from our perspective. So one out of the first pitch at the bottom of the first inning, and Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders a 2-0 deficit after half an inning of play. Ben Kasparius, the 24-year-old, 6'2", 215 pounds, makes the start for the Dodger affiliate. Westport, Connecticut native, winds back and deals. Fastball just outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. 95 on the gun from Kasparius. He began the season at the high A level this year, the 1-0. Low off the outside corner, missing, and it's two balls and no strikes. Went 4-0 and eight starts with the Great Lakes Loons. A 2.68 ERA, absolutely dominant. The 2-0. Outside 3-0, but as we've seen many, many times over the years, the jump to AA has not been kind to him. In 12 appearances, seven starts with the Drillers. The 3-0. High and outside, ball four. Aaron Zavala works a four-pitch walk, and that brings Evan Carter to the plate. In those 12 appearances, 7 starts, he's 0-5 with an 8.72 ERA. The biggest problem has been the long ball. 13 homers allowed in the 12 appearances, including 4 in Amarillo a couple months ago. He rocks home. Carter watches away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Kasparius, in his last 8 games, has allowed 11 homers and an 11.30 ERA. One out, runner at first. Riders down by 2 in the bottom of the first inning. He deals. High and away. 2 balls and no strikes, and it's 6 straight out of the zone for Kasparius. Defense behind him looks like this today. It's Josh Stowers, the former Rough Rider, in left field. Ismael Alcantara. Is out in center. Luis Diaz in right. The pitch flutters down low and inside, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Cody Hosey has the hot corner manned. Austin Gauthier is at shortstop today. Orbit Vivas at second, and Emmanuel Vargas at first base with Diego Cartaya doing the catching. The 3-0 clips the bottom of the zone for a strike with a fastball, and it's 3-1. Evan Carter, 1-for-3 with a walk in the opener yesterday. Pitch in. High and outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks for Kasparius. Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate. Hover 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday. Rough Riders down 2-0 early on to the Drillers. And time called by Cartaya, the catcher. Pull side shift on the infield for the Drillers. Left-handed batter Hover. Right-handed pitcher Kasparius looks in, dangling his right arm to the right side. He's got his sign, and he fires home. He flicks it across the outside corner for a strike. At the knees, and it's 0-1. Hover hitting 255 this year for the Rough Riders with 11 home runs and 52 runs batted in 91 games. He has been the main run producer for Frisco. The stretch and the pitch. Inside, and it's one ball and one strike. In the absence of Thomas Sejesi and Luis Angel Acuna after the trade deadline, Hover in his last 42 games is hitting 295. The pitch is outside, and it's two balls and one strike. He's raised his OPS 97 points during that stretch. Now to a cool 801. He's reached in 7 games in a row. Runners take their leads from first and second, and the 2-1 pitch. Top of the zone for a called strike. With the slider top shelf, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders would love to answer the two spot from Tulsa with some runs of their own here in the bottom of the first, and they've got a great opportunity to do so. Back-to-back walks on nine pitches, and now it's 2-2 to Hover. Here's the right-hander stretching the pitch. Swinging a little looping line drive off the end of the bat to Hosey at third. He makes the catch out of the air, and the runners scamper back. A line drive out to third, and there are two outs in the first inning for Liam Hicks. Well, Hover was out in front on that changeup. It was right in the middle of the plate, and he caught it off the end of the bat and almost inside-outed it. A little looping liner hit off the bat at only 57 miles an hour out to third base, and Cody Hosey was able to make the backhanded catch. First pitch to Hicks. High and outside, one ball and no strikes to the Riders' designated hitter, who's been very hot at the plate. His last 11 games hitting .359, and his last 24 hitting .329. Gasparius ready from the stretch. He delivers. Way outside. Cartaya up out of his crouch to nab that one, and it's 2-0. Chris Presley Murphy has our balls and strikes behind home plate. Matt McKendry down the first baseline, it's Ben Engstrand down the first baseline, and Nate Diedrich is our third base umpire. The stretch and the pitch off the outside corner, and it's three balls and no strikes. Already two walks in the inning, behind 3-0 the pitch. That's on the outside corner, a strike, it's now 3-1. Gasparius has dealt with his fair share of walk troubles this year, but not walking everybody. 24 walks and 42 and a third innings coming in to this start today. The pitch in. Just outside, ball four. Three walks in this first inning have loaded the bases for the Rough Riders, trailing 2-0, and here's Jax Biggers. That was a borderline pitch. And he didn't get the call, but when you're not hitting your zone, you're not going to get many of those in-between calls. And a quick mound visit for pitching coach Ryan Denick.
Well, hopefully for the Rough Riders, Jax Biggers does in the first inning today what he did in the first inning yesterday.
That was homer down the right field line. 103 miles an hour off the bat. It was the hardest hit ball he's ever hit for a home run in his career. 103 miles an hour. He said the biggest difference for him has been the balls that he would previously hit 99 to 100 miles an hour. He's hitting them 101, 102, 103 miles an hour this year. He said he's just squaring up balls a lot better this year, and that's certainly something we've seen, especially in the last couple months after he got off to a slow start. With the Rough Riders, he's hitting .333 in his last 15 games and hitting the ball very consistently. Now here we go. Bases loaded. The first pitch over for a strike with a slider, and it's 0-1. Just coming back from AAA, he said it was a great experience up there in Round Rock for five games. Great to see all of his guys that he had last year as teammates. The 0-1. Down low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. And he said, you can't control anything, which is certainly right. You just got to play where your feet are, mentally and physically, and that's what he's done a really good job of. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter, the 1-1. High and away. Two balls and one strike. 2-0 Tulsa, bottom half of the first inning. Rough Riders trying to find some first-inning runs. This has been their best inning offensively this year, the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball foul right side into the Tulsa dugout. And it's two balls and two strikes. They've scored 80 first-inning runs this year in 108 games coming into tonight. Aaron Zavala at third. Evan Carter at second. Liam Hicks at first. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Oh, with the slider down low. Strikes out Biggers. And the side comes to a close. So no runs for the Rough Riders on no hits, no errors. They strand the bases loaded, and we go to the top of the second inning. It's the Drillers 2, the Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the top of the second inning from Riders Field. Josh Stowers to lead it off in the bottom third of the order for Tulsa. They lead 2-0 against Noah Bremer. And these two were teammates back in 2021, Bremer and Stowers, both with the Rough Riders. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. First toss. Fastball fouled back, and it's 0-1. Stowers had a great day in his return to Riders Field. 2-for-4 yesterday, doubled, stole a base. It was fun catching up with Stowe yesterday after the game, and Bremer winds back in the 0-1. A low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. He said it's not weird to be out there on the field. So that all feels normal. Kevin Gowdy said the same thing, the 0-1. Ground ball, softly hit, third baseline. Garcia out, pounces on it. The catcher whips it to first and gets him one away. Good play by David Garcia. Stowers runs very well. And Garcia is still able to get him. There's Luis Diaz now. 2-0. Tulsa out in front, top of the second inning. Stowers said the odd thing for him is being in the dugout and in the clubhouse on the visiting side. The pitch home. Swinging a soft roller up the middle, tough play. Rodriguez from short, backhands, fires to first, low, not in time. Hatcher dug it out, but it was hit too softly for Diaz, who ran really hard up the first base line and was able to beat out the throw. Soft ground ball up the middle, do or die play from Rodriguez, and he went with the glove, and you knew as soon as he went with the backhand, he really had no chance. That's a ball you usually see most shortstops barehand, but it's an infield single for Luis Diaz. Here's Ismael Alcantara. That throw goes over to first base. Diaz is back in, playing just his fifth game here in Tulsa. It's his fourth hit. He's now 4-for-16. Here's the stretch in Bremer's pitch. Breaking ball, tapped to the ground, third base side. It rolls foul to Chris Cease. Riders third baseman, it's 0-1. And both Gowdy and Stowers said it was just odd being in the visiting clubhouse and in the visiting dugout, and it was fun seeing all three former Rough Riders that are on this Tulsa Drillers team. Those two, Kevin Gowdy and Josh Stowers, and then to close it out, we saw the guy who is on the team this year, Ricky Benasco, who was traded in midseason. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball to short. Rodriguez has got it. Underhand flip to second for one. Biggers to first. Got them both. Double play. 6-4-3. Twin killing ends the top of the second. Nicely rolled by Noah Bremer. 2-0 Tulsa. Bottom of the second inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the second inning in Frisco. The bottom third of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Rough Riders trailing 2-0. Josh Hatcher leads it off in the first pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Josh Hatcher, K-Bear Rodriguez, David Garcia due up for Frisco. Ben Kasparius winds back and deals. Breaking ball, flutters to the outside corner, a strike, 1-1. Josh Hatcher back in the Rough Riders lineup for the first time since Saturday when he left with an injury. The 1-1 is off the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. He tried to pick a ball at first base, and it found a place that was not desirable. That will let you surmise where that was. Here's the wind back and the 2-1. Swing and a miss. On a breaking ball down the heart of the plate, and it's 2-2. So luckily no damage. He's good to go. He's back in the lineup. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider off the outside corner. Second strikeout for Kasparius, and there's one away. Tulsa leading 2-0, bottom of the second. Here's K-Bear Rodriguez. Ben Kasparius got out of the bases loaded jam in the first inning. And he deals with the right-handed hitting Rodriguez. First pitch, fastball outside. One ball, no strikes. Kasparius was a very talented shortstop coming up through the high school ranks initially in Connecticut. The 1-0. Ground ball foul back behind home. One ball and one strike. He was the number one player in Connecticut and the number 22 rated shortstop nationally. Won the 2017 Connecticut Gatorade Player of the Year award. He winds back in the 1-1. Breaking ball inside on Rodriguez, 2-1. Well, from there, he went to University of North Carolina, was a two-way player there, and hit over 300 his freshman year. 2-1. Breaking ball inside, 3-1, but then really struggled hitting his sophomore season. So wanted to get a little closer to home, transferred to the University of Connecticut. 3-1 is low and away for ball four, and Rodriguez works a walk. One out base runner for the Rough Riders. It's the fourth walk for Rodriguez, or for Kasparius, I should say. Rodriguez, his first of the day, and David Garcia stands in. 2-0 Tulsa. Because he was transferring from D1 University to D1 University, he had to sit out a year. There was no transfer portal back at that time. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Garcia swings and misses at a slider down low and inside. It's 0-1. But he got to share a clubhouse with Nick Krauth, Rough Riders pitcher. And eventually did play in 2021 after Crouth was already gone. There's the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, strike inside corner, and it's 0-2. And he pitched well enough to earn a fifth-round selection by the Dodgers in 2021. Garcia calls time and steps out. Kasperius has very good spin rate numbers. His slider is a super spinner. He'll go anywhere from 2,700 to 3,000 rotations per minute on that slider. Here's the stretch and the 0-2. Rodriguez takes off, swing and a miss at the plate. And no throw down to second. Cartaya dropped the ball, and he tagged Garcia for good measure, but first base was occupied, so it would have been a strikeout anyway. Rodriguez steals second base, his seventh steal already for the Rough Riders. And this is 14th game. Two outs in the second, runner at second base, and here's Chris Cease. And for the Rough Riders, it's already their third at-bat with a runner in scoring position. They trail 2-0. Cease popped out to the catcher, Cartaya, on the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning. Kasperius got off to a great start this season in high A, but it's been a struggle here in double A. He flicks it home. Swing and a miss on that first pitch slider, and it's 0-1. He's held the Rough Riders without a hit so far, but four walks. He's been able to pitch around it. They play Cease on the infield the opposite way in the outfield. Right-hander ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second at Rodriguez, deals. A check swing and a miss. Cease fouled it off into Cartaya's glove as well. It's 0-2. Aaron Zavala waiting on deck if we get that far here in the bottom of the second. Gorgeous day for baseball in the low 90s. Probably the last time this week we'll be able to say that. It's going to be pretty gross the rest of the week. Here's the pitch home. Low and away in the dirt. Kicks away from Cartaya. Back behind him, Rodriguez around third. He thought about coming home. Stomps on the brakes and heads back in. A wild pitch, and he's 90 feet away from the Rough Riders' first run. One ball and two strikes on Cease. Chris Cease making his debut in this series. He got the day off yesterday. Hitting 280 in his last 14 games. The 1-2. Down low and inside with the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Sac fly not in play with there being two outs. Two-two pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball up the middle. Vivas backhands at second base, drops it, and then throws on to first base. It's laid. Rodriguez comes in to score on the error, and the Rough Riders are on the scoreboard. They trail 2-1. Well, Vivas made the backhanded play. Looked like he was going to straighten up and throw to first to get Cease, but he just dropped it. Cease is aboard on the E4. Aaron Zavala stands in. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Pull side shift on the right side. Zavala walked back in the first, the pitch. Breaking ball, outside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. Zavala calling time and stepping out. Looks like Zavala is starting to turn a corner on the offensive side. Doubled yesterday. 2-for-6 on Sunday. The pitch. Outside. One ball, two strikes. Great to see for Zavala. They play him to pull. Slightly open stance, left side. And the 0-2 on the way. Low with a change. Two balls, two strikes. The right-hander readies. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Slider on the outside edge. And it's the final out of the second inning. Four strikeouts for Kasperius. He strikes out the side in the second. One run across for the Riders on no hits, an error, and a runner left stranded. 2-1, Tulsa out in front to the top of the third inning. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Noah Bremer into his wine, and his first pitch is fouled away, and we are underway in the third inning. It's 2-1 Tulsa here at Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. Bremer allowing two in the first, none in the second. His 0-1 delivery, and a swing and a foul tip from Austin Gaudier. It's strike two. So back to the top of the order now. Bremer faces the minimum in the second inning with a double play ball to end the frame. And now a fresh start to the third inning. 0-2 pitch. Fastball runs in on the hands. A check swing, and he held back. It's now 1-2 to the shortstop, Gaudier. The Rough Riders getting an unearned run in the second inning to cut the deficit in half. 2-1 Drillers. Here's the two-strike pitch. The slider that cuts under the zone, ball two, from Noah Bremer. The Rough Riders allowing a couple early runs. After a really good pitching week in Corpus Christi last series, time is called by Gaudier prior to the 2-2 pitch. The Rough Riders did allow double digits on Sunday in the series finale, and yet even counting that, were easily first in the league in terms of pitching last series, the 2-2. On the top outside corner, got him looking with a fastball. Noah Bremer gets his first strikeout. He punches out Gaudier looking. So one away here in the third inning, and Noah Bremer puts away the leadoff man. Yorbit Vivas climbs in. 2-1 Tulsa in the top half of the third. Infield sent over to the right side. First pitch to Vivas. It is down and inside, ball one. Even with the 11 runs allowed by the Rough Riders on Sunday, during that six-game series in Corpus, here's the 1-0. It's over the middle, 1-1. Still allowed 10 fewer earned runs over the series than any other Texas League team. One ball, one strike from Bremer. He steps in. A bouncing ball right in front of the plate. Bremer grabs it, bare hands, throws, and got him in time. Good lean from Hatcher to stretch out from first base and glove that ball. And good thing he's a left-hander. He can reach out with his right arm, keep his cleat on the bag, and Hatcher makes the play. And a really hard bounder that was perfectly in between Garcia and Bremer. Wasn't clear which one would field it. Good communication. And they get it out. Two down, bases empty. Drillers up by a run. Yusniel Diaz sees the first pitch. And it's at the belt for strike one. 10 earned runs fewer than any other team during the same week for the Rough Riders. They also had the most strikeouts and the most shutouts at two of those. The 0-1 is inside. One ball, one strike from Diaz. Also allowed the fewest hits. Now, in all those categories, the pitching staff with the second most strikeouts or shutouts or fewest hits was Corpus Christi, the team they were facing. So if they had gotten some more hits, they could have been even further separated. Fastball at the knees just below. And Bremer falls behind, two balls and a strike. In fact, there were three shutouts last week in the Texas League. They were all in Corpus Christi. Two by the Rough Riders pitching staff. The 2-1 a swing and a miss. And Bremer gets strike two on Diaz. And then they allowed the most runs in any Sunday game this most recent Sunday. And yet still had good numbers overall. 2-2 breaking ball sent over the right side. Tailing towards the seats and it lands in the Tulsa bullpen. Down the right field portion of Riders Field. Two outs, nobody on for the Drillers. They lead by a run. Sure, through the first five games last week, only four runs allowed. Line drive to the right side, and Diaz gets aboard. Singling right towards Trevor Hover in right field, and a two-out base runner for the Drillers. As Diaz slices one to right field for a base hit. And now Emanuel Vargas follows him in the Drillers lineup. 2-1 Tulsa. In the top half of the third inning here in Game 2 of this series. The Drillers scoring seven runs yesterday against a Rough Riders pitching staff that had, like I said, been on a hot streak. First pitch is in tight and ball one to Vargas. Finally got to the Rough Riders bullpen. The relievers for Frisco, the first part of that Corpus Christi series, the first 20 innings, they'd allowed just one run. Got touched up a bit in the Sunday game. The 1-0 pitch, fouled off the end of the bat and hits the backstop. It is now one ball and one strike to Vargas. But then yesterday, four earned runs off the bullpen, allowing all three inherited runners to score. One ball, one strike. Bremer from the stretch, and the righty deals. Fastball in the inner half. He gets ahead, one ball and two strikes. So now in the last two games, Frisco relievers having allowed 12 earned runs and all four inherited runners to score. And a 1-2 delivery from Bremer. Runner starts to go. He steps off, goes back to first, and not in time. The inning continues as Vargas was able to revert course and get back to first in time. He thought he had timed up Bremer. Was going to get a good jump, and Bremer varied his tempo and stepped off the rubber, but then had to shuffle his feet, go back to first as Vargas was going back that way and was safe. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and now the inning is over. So one pitch later, Bremer nearly got a pickoff. He strikes him out, and that concludes the third inning with just one hit, no runs, and a runner left aboard. To the bottom of the third inning, the Rough Riders try to come back from a 2-1 hole against the Tulsa Drillers on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Well, Noah Bremer gets a shutdown inning, and the Rough Riders lead trail 2-1 to the Tulsa Drillers, trying to come back from a one-run margin after Tulsa scored two in the first inning. Now Evan Carter leads off against Ben Kasparius. His opening pitch is over the middle of the plate and strike one to the left-hand hitting Evan Carter. He walked in the first inning. And his second plate appearance against Kasparius, the 0-1, is outside. One ball, one strike to Carter, getting his 87th game played of the season in a Rough Riders uniform. He has hit leadoff, second, or third in the order every single game for Frisco. The 1-1. Breaking ball roped up the right side. A foul ball skips off the retaining wall and into right field. 1-2 the count to Carter. All 87 games. Today he's hitting third, which is his best spot. He actually really drives the ball better batting in the three hole when he's tasked with not just getting aboard but hitting runners around and trying to slug the ball, and he's done that, slugging 6-11 when he's been batting in the three hole. The 1-2 pitch, it is down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Slugging percentage of 6-11 when he's hitting third. The other spots, he's batting leadoff or second, he's batting or slugging around 400. Getting on base regardless of what spot, just hits the ball harder. 2-2 pitch, it's fly to left field, pretty hard hit. Stowers running back, Josh to the warning track, he's up to the wall, he jumps up, can't make the catch, bounces on the track, Carter around his second, and he stops there. It's a leadoff double for Evan Carter, and he keeps on slugging out of the three hole. Stowers almost made a fantastic catch, gave a good effort for it, off the wall in left field, and nearly speared it up against the fence. And just couldn't quite bring it down. He looked back at his glove afterwards to see if it was in there. And it was bouncing a couple feet away from him near the wall. And Evan Carter into second base. He's reached both times tonight. And he's the tying run.
That's such a tough place to play in left field here in Frisco because the wall jets in so far and it kind of sneaks up on you. But Stowers has played out here plenty of times.
First pitch is outside of Trevor Hover. It's 1-0.
And he nearly made that catch. He ran it, went off of his glove, and he was frustrated. He actually spiked his hat in frustration after.
He's playing off the line now to Trevor Hover, who's ahead 1-0. And now he's ahead 2-0, breaking ball outside. Nobody out after Carter's double. It's the first hit of the day for the Rough Riders. Both teams have had five base runners between walks and hits. Frisco, four walks, one hit. Also five hits, no walks. 2-0 pitch, a foul tip into the glove. It's now 2-1 on Trevor Hover.
And we will say, I mean, he did make that catch there, but Stowers is one of the finest defensive outfielders you'll find. There is no doubt about it. He absolutely dominates out there, and he'll make most catches.
2-1 pitch, another foul tip. And now two balls, two strikes. Seems to have good presence of mind. He knew where that wall was. No surprise. He should know where it was, but he was familiar with it, jumped up, and almost got it. But Evan Carter happy to cruise into second base for his 12th double of the year. He takes his lead from second base. Nobody out in the third inning. Frisco down by one. Kasparius comes set, and the righty working out of the stretch. Fastball rope back. Stowers way to left field, tailing towards the seats, and it does land in Frisco's bullpen for a foul ball. Not too much wind as we speak here in Frisco. On a mild day in Collin County. Second of six games at this ballpark. Frisco winning three out of the last four series, but have lost three games in a row. Trailing 2-1. Here's the pitch. It's a changeup outside. A bit high. And now a full count to Trevor Hover. An 0 for 3 yesterday with a walk. 0 for 1 today with a lineout. Payoff pitch up coming from Kasparius, who has his side. Looks back at Evan Carter. A long hold there. He deals. Breaking ball hit down the right side. Line drive. That stays fair. It bounces to the wall and scores Evan Carter easily. Trevor Hover up to second. And he trades places with Carter. It's a tie ball game. 2-2. Thanks to Trevor Hover. RBI base knock for Trevor. Then he adds on to his team lead. 19 doubles on the season for the Arizona State Sun Devil product. And back-to-back doubles to open this inning for the Rough Riders. After going just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position yesterday and had not gotten any hits in their first three at-bats with runners in scoring position today. They were 1-for-10 this series. They cash in here. First pitch to Liam Hicks is popped up foul. He gets to the seats and out of play. So two doubles to start out the inning. Carter and Hover go back-to-back. And the Rough Riders now have the go-ahead run in scoring position in the bottom of the third inning. That unearned run last inning helped, a two-out error that scored a run. And because of that and the double, we're tied. 0-1 pitch cut to the outside corner and misses. And Liam Hicks gets ahead, draws even, one ball and one strike. It's the 27th home game that Hicks has played, 50th. He's played 50 games, now 51 for the Rough Riders this season. A 1-1 pitch. He grounds it foul at the first base side. Hicks has been an on-base machine. He's hitting .269, decent numbers hitting-wise, just three home runs, but draws a decent number of walks and always seems to be getting a board at least once or twice a game. In fact, every home game this year, Liam Hicks has gotten a board at least once via a hit or a walk. Already walked today, 27 home games, gotten a board every single one. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Hicks swings over it and punches out. And that's the first out of the inning. So a strikeout for Ben Kasperius. That's his fifth of the day. And now with one out, Jax Biggers climbs in. That's Trevor Hover at second base. 2-2 tie in the bottom of the third. Biggers with a walk and a home run yesterday. His first at bat went yard. In the first inning, first swing of the series for him and the Rough Riders. First pitch is high and away, ball one. Biggers was taking BP on the field today and walked up and saw him take the very first swing. Then I saw him taking BP and shattered his bat in the very first swing. I said, oh, shoot, is that the bat you used to hit your home run yesterday? And no, it was not. The 1-0 delivery. Hits the outside edge on a breaking ball. It's now 1-1. So Biggers, with his game bat ready to go, trying to put it in play, struck out in the first inning to end that frame. Now has a go-ahead RBI opportunity with one out and a 1-1 count. Kasperius comes home and another breaking ball looking for the outside corner. This time he does not find it. So two balls and a strike. Outfield shifts over to the right. Not too deep in center field. Alcantara playing a step in. Stowers playing off the line in left field. 2-1 pitch. Pulls the string and gets the strike in the outside corner. Now two balls and two strikes. One out for the Rough Riders in a tie ball game. Kasperius peering in for his sign. He comes set with his glove at his belly button. And now steps off with his right foot. Looks back at Hover and wipes some sweat off his brow. His first disengagement of the at-bat. Hover takes a decent-sized lead, even though the shortstop Gauthier is near the bag. With one out, here's the 2-2 pitch. Biggers pops it up. It'll get out of play behind home plate. And the at-bat continues for Jax Biggers. See six pitches this at-bat. He's good at extending at-bats. Biggers sees a lot of pitches, draws a lot of walks. He is 8th in the Texas League at a walk rate, almost 15% of his plate appearances. Has a 2-2 count here from Kasperius. He's got his sign and tries to put away Biggers. Here's his pitch. It down and in, three balls and two strikes to Biggers. Looking to add on to his walk total, 47 walks in 80 games this season. One of four guys in this lineup were in the top 10 in the Texas League in walk rate. Biggers at the plate with a 3-2. He hits it on the ground. Two hops into the first baseman's glove. Vargas goes back to the pitcher Kasperius, and he steps on the bag ahead of Biggers. It does advance Hover to third base, but it is the second out of the inning. And now Josh Hatcher will step in, trying to put the Rough Riders ahead in the third inning, but again, with two outs. So 3-1 put out. Biggers retired. The Rough Riders, who have not led yet today, have come back to tie here in the third inning. It was the third inning yesterday that decided the final lead. First pitch to Hatcher, a swing and a miss. Hover taking a large secondary lead from third. Tulsa gave up the first lead yesterday, took the lead in the third, and held it the rest of the game. Frisco likes to do the same here. The 0-1, way inside and down, ball one. Third baseman Hosey playing off the line and behind the bag, not too worried about Hover, and he's taking an excellent secondary lead. Not that he'll try to steal home necessarily, but on a wild pitch that might not get far away, it could help. The 1-1, a broken back grounder, first base side. Vargas picks it up, and he'll run it to the bag himself, and he just does get there in time and ends the inning on an unassisted putout. Almost waited too long, but he got there, and the inning comes to a close. Well, back-to-back doubles to begin the frame. Gets a run in for the Rough Riders, Evan Carter and Trevor Hover. Knock it around to left field and right field and get a run. 2-2 tie score to the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at anniversary weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We got our final Bark in the Park day coming up this Sunday. If you're watching on MILB TV, you see our team Doc Brooks up there beyond the bullpen. There's Antoine Kelly. Give him a little back rub. Well, the Rough Riders head into the fourth inning. A 2-2 tie score here from Riders Field. First pitch, broken bat or lost the bat. Diego Cartaya sends it foul behind home plate and completely lost his implement, chucking it behind home to the backstop. I don't think he broke it. I think he just needs some more pine tar. And Cartaya fouls it away to begin the fourth inning. Well, through three innings from Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas, the Tulsa Drillers with 2 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. And the Frisco Rough Riders with 2 runs on 2 hits and no errors. Noah Bremer still on the hill in his start, working out of the stretch. The right-hander facing Cartaya for a second time. He deals the 0-1, and it's whacked toward short past Rodriguez into left center field, base hit. Cartaya around first, and he's got his first hit of the series. He's now 1-for-6 on a single towards left center field for one of the top prospects in the Dodgers organization. So Cartaya is at first, brings up Cody Hosey, the former first-round pick, as we continue in the fourth inning. 2-2 tie between the Drillers and Rough Riders. Bremer comes set with his back to Cartaya. He kicks. And a fastball hit high to center field, not too deep. Carter a long run. He gives up to the second baseman, and Biggers makes the catch. And puts away Cody Hosey on the first pitch. A pop out to the second baseman. Biggers throwing back to first base to see if he could catch Cartaya napping with his back turned to Biggers, but he's back in there safely. So a tie score for Josh Stowers. And the right-hand hitter steps in against Noah Bremer. He deals home. It's inside near the shins of Stowers, ball one. Stowers a couple hits yesterday and a double. Hitting just 168 on the season, though, coming into today. And he grounded out to the catcher, Garcia, his first at-bat. Here's the 1-0 delivery. That one's underneath the zone, 2-0 from Bremer. Tie score 2-2, top half of the fourth. Rough Riders dropping a game yesterday and falls behind Amarillo a game further. Three games back of the Sod Poodles now in the second half standings. There's the 2-0. Stowers swings over a pitch. That was a bit inside. And now it's two balls and one strike. Bremer working around some hits so far, scattering hits. He allowed two runs in the first inning, but a couple zeroed since then, even though he's allowed six hits today. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball underneath the zone. And now three balls and a strike. He's done that a lot lately. Give up a fair amount of base hits, but not allow runs. His last couple starts, he'd allowed seven hits, but no earned runs. Didn't strike a ton out, just four. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball fouled into the glove or off of Garcia, and it's strike two. Three balls, two strikes to Josh Stowers. He had allowed seven hits and five walks. That's a lot of base runners for seven innings. But Bremer had not allowed any of them to score over his last two starts. Now, again, he did allow those two runs in the first inning today, but zeros since then. Here's the payoff pitch. Stowers checked his swing. It was low and ball four. And now two base runners this inning as Bremer again tries to play Houdini and allow a couple runners but not allow him to score. That's his hope anyways here in the fourth inning. Stowers gets aboard on a base on balls that pushes Cartaya to second. And now the top of the fourth inning brings Luis Diaz to the dish with an infield single in his only at-bat so far this series. And a clock violation is called. He had not gotten into the box with 8 seconds remaining on the pitch clock. And the right fielder now has an 0-1 count before he sees a pitch in this plate appearance. Bremer comes set, and he stretches home. Fastball that hit Diaz on the hand, or the forearm area, and that's going to load the bases. Diaz trying to back away from it, and it had some arm side run to it, and it came up on his left arm and hit Diaz near the elbow guard. He does wear that when protecting his left elbow, and he was clutching his arm for a minute, and I think it caught the skin just off the elbow guard. A grazing blow, and still a painful one, but seems to be okay. Diaz defers. The bases are loaded, and Noah Bremer will now receive a mound visit from John Goble, the pitching coach. It's a 2-2 tie score between the Rough Riders and the Drillers. Ismael Alcantara is the hitter following the mound visit. There's nobody throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen currently, but John Goble chatting with the battery of David Garcia and Noah Bremer. And Chris Cease in the background of that conversation as well. Danny Duffy has returned to the Rough Riders, activated on the roster yesterday. And Duffy is doing some light stretching out of the bullpen. Maybe the first one up for the Rough Riders, but hopefully for Bremer it won't be this inning.
What does heavy stretching look like?
That's a great question. I'm so glad that you've asked. I think, and I've never thought about this until right now,
okay,
that light stretching is what you could see Danny Duffy doing. Just, you know, little light movements, just kind of moving the legs. Heavy stretching has to be heavy enough where you get a little bit out of breath.
Oh, okay.
Like kinetic stretching. Our first pitch to Ismael Alcantara is high and in. Throw back to first base. They got him in a pickle. It's Hatcher running up to second base to get Diaz. He tries to duck under the tag, and Diaz is out. None of the other runners try to advance. And it's a back pick from David Garcia. Huge play from the catcher to get it out. And now there's two outs in the inning. That's huge. Bases loaded, one out. Turns into now two runners aboard and two outs. On the first pitch of the at-bat, after a mound visit, and I wonder if John Goble kind of gave him that talk, hey, look at first, he might come off too far. And a poor move from Alcantara, he had nowhere to go. First pitch is, or second pitch inside Diaz, I should say. He had nowhere to go at first. I mean, the runners ahead of him are staying put. And he got back-picked at first, trying to get in a pickle, but was tagged out. The Diaz tagged out. Now Alcantara at the plate. He takes a pitch inside, and it's 3-0.
And you're right, that completely changes the complexion of the inning now because first base is open, and in addition to that, no sac fly.
Right. And if he walks him here, not that that's good, but it's different than an RBI walk. Primer steps in and deals. And that's over the middle for a strike. So right after Diaz had gotten hit by a pitch, he gets caught on a pickoff. 2-3 on the put out. 3 balls and a strike. Here's Bremer's pitch. It is just a bit low, and now the bases are reloaded. Good thing for that back pick, because that does not bring in a run. 2 outs, top of the order now. Austin Gallagher, the batter, who's 1-for-2. Now there with his .289 average and 6 home runs this year. Has had a base hit in 17 of his last 18 games, including today. First pitch to Gallagher. Grounds it towards short. Rodriguez should have an easy time with it. He goes to second, and that's the inning. Well, Noah Bremer and David Garcia team up for another Houdini act as Bremer allows 2 walks, a hit by pitch, and a single, and does not allow a run. To the bottom of the fourth inning, 2-2 is the score. Rough Riders and Drillers continue on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders trying to take their first lead of the ball game here at Riders Field. Robbie Pito comes in, a right-hander for the Tulsa Drillers, to take over for their starter. Ben Kasparius goes 3 innings. First pitch to K-Bear Rodriguez. It's a strike in the outer half. So Kasparius goes 3 innings, allows 2 runs, one of them earned. He walked 4 and struck out 5 in an up-and-down start. 2-2 score here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch to Rodriguez, a foul tap at the plate. The Robbie Pito for the Tulsa Drillers comes in. 6'4", 225-pounder out of Stetson University in Florida. K-Bear Rodriguez leading off. David Garcia will get an at-bat as well. Pito, the right-hander, kicks, and he comes home. And it's up high for ball two. Now, he was drafted out of Stetson in the 26th round, 3 years after he was drafted out of high school in the 30th round by the Angels. A pitch to Rodriguez, poked over the right side, and now he's got 2 strikes on him. After Rodriguez and Garcia, the top of the order coming up. Chris Cease will get an at-bat here in the fourth inning. Tie score with Rough Riders leaving him loaded last inning. Pitch to Rodriguez, socked to center field. Going back, Alcantara runs a late break, and he can't make the catch. Off the tip of his glove to the warning track, Rodriguez turns around second. He scoots to third, and he's in there diving. Then the ball gets away, but backed up by Pito. And holds Rodriguez at third. It's a leadoff triple for K-Bear Rodriguez. Add some life to it, and Alcantara almost tracked it down. And at first it looked like it wasn't going to get over his head, but it kept on carrying. And he gave a late jump for it, almost snagged it, made contact with it just barely. was unable to get it, and K-Bear Rodriguez will gladly take his second triple of the season. David Garcia, the batter. Infield is in. He takes a pitch low and away. So go-ahead run for the Rough Riders. Is at third base after Frisco allowed a run in the first inning before even recording an out. And here they are about to take the lead, perhaps. The pitch to Garcia. He sends it to the left field side, tailing towards foul ground, and nobody's really able to get there. It lands on the warning track along the left field side, and a foul ball. So 1-1 to Garcia, hitting .213 on the year. Switch hitting catcher out of Venezuela, shares a hometown with today's acting manager for the Drillers, Juan Apodaca. Both in the capital in Venezuela. Here's the 1-1 delivery to Garcia, and it's low for ball two. Garcia was at BP today and turned over my way and said, is that Juan Apodaca over there? And said, yeah, they're interim manager. And he said, oh, yeah, I know him. I've met him back in Venezuela. And, in fact, David Garcia, when he had signed with a Venezuelan team when he was 15 years old, was the team Apodaca used to play for. Here's a 2-1 pitch. He chops it towards the left side of the infield, fielded by Gauthier. The shortstop goes to first and gets the out. Rodriguez stays at third. And Garcia is put out on a 6-3 ground out, one out in the inning. And now Chris Cecil trying to bring the run home. The infield will remain in. So Robbie Pito trying to get out of this inning. The job's far from done. Just one out so far after the leadoff triple. 7.71 ERA this year in 14 innings. First pitch is inside, may have hit Cease, and it did clip his elbow guard, and a hit by pitch. So Chris Cease aboard, and now runners on the corners for the Rough Riders with one down, and it brings up Aaron Zavala. Came up and in on the left shoulder and got the elbow guard of Cease. He's now reached on an error and a hit by pitch. So two on for Zavala batting from the left side. Robbie Pito's last appearance was a start on last Thursday with three innings, two earned runs. This first pitch to Zavala is off the outside corner, actually gets the call, and strike one. So Pito's seventh appearance of the year and fifth out of the bullpen. Right-hander stretches, and he works into Aaron Zavala. It's a bit inside, maybe a bit high. And now 1-1. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders. After they trailed most of yesterday's game and have not led yet today. But the tie score right now in the bottom half of the fourth. Here's a throw over to first. Rodriguez jumped off a third as that throw got Cease back to the bag, but Rodriguez stays put at third base. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders. Infield twisted over to the right side. Big hole on the shortstop side for the Drillers. Here's the 1-1. Runner goes from first. The pitch is low. Cease into second with a slide and no throw. And the Rough Riders now plant runners in scoring position. Chris Cease collects his 12th steal of the season in 14 attempts. And now the infield pulled in with one out and two in scoring position. So the hit-by-pitch comes back to bite Tulsa, at least threatening to do so, with Cease up to second base. Outfield playing straight up, no wind. A 1-2 count to Zavala with one out. Here's the pitch. Swings late on a fastball at 96 miles an hour. And he punches out. So Zavala down for out number two. Evan Carter, the batter, who doubled to lead off last inning. The Rough Riders got out of a jam last half inning defensively, left them loaded. Now they threaten in the following half inning. Will they suffer the same fate they put upon Tulsa in the top half of this fourth? First pitch to Evan Carter. It is outside, ball one. Down the home stretch of his 20-year-old campaign. He'll turn 21 years old, and now just under 2 weeks, almost the entirety of the season, he plays as a 20-year-old with the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. One ball, no strikes to Evan Carter. It is low. He gets ahead 2-0 from Robbie Pito. And don't give Carter a hitter's count. On 2-1 pitches this year, he's hitting 571. On 3-1 counts, 583. He demolishes when he gets ahead in the count. He's ahead here. 2-0 the count. It is off the outside corner, 3-0. Two in scoring position for Carter. There are two outs. If they walk him, it would bring up Trevor Hover with the bases loaded. Tie score in the fourth inning. Pito is set, looking down at his feet. And he deals the 3-0. A check swing. It was low, and on appeal, no swing. Evan Carter draws the walk, and he's reached base all three times today. Pair of walks and a double, and that loads the bases for Trevor Hover.
It's now 68 walks this season for Carter. That's second in the league, and he continues to walk at a pretty furious pace. That's 18 walks in his last 16 games now. Yeah.
This part of the order walks a ton, as Robbie Pito now talking on the mound, a mound visit now. These three in the order, Zavala, Carter, and Hover, are all top five in the Texas League in walk rate, and they go back to back to back in the order. And so far, they've combined for three walks today. The only one who hasn't is Trevor Hover. He has an RBI double.
I think he'd prefer that.
Yeah, I think a double. But hey, a walk here is the best type of walk you can get. And that is an RBI based on balls. Mound visit breaks up. Trevor Hover ready to face Robbie Pito. Righty-lefty matchup. Bottom of the fourth inning. Tie score. Bases juiced for Trevor Hover. His 255 average and his team leading 19 doubles, including one last inning. No runs in yet this frame, but the bases are loaded. First pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the netting. And Hover's behind 0-1. Liam Hicks is on deck. If the inning gets that far, that will mean the Rough Riders will have scored at least one run if Hicks comes up and would have taken the lead. Gave up two runs in the first inning. Scratched for a couple of the last two frames. The 0-1 toss from Robbie Pito. On the outside half, he gets ahead 0-2. The Rough Riders with a leadoff triple, then two free passes, a hit by pitch and a walk. How they wish the order was reversed, and thus would have scored a couple runs on the triple, but that's not how baseball works. Can't pick and choose. Got to bring him home with runners in scoring position. The 0-2, a foul over the left side. Still 0-2 to Trevor Hover. The Rough Riders 1-for-7 yesterday, runners in scoring position. 1-for-3 today, it was Hover with the RBI double. With the man at second base, now even better situation. Bases loaded, but an 0-2 count. And two down. Here's the pitch. High, way high, ball one. Cartaya jumping out of his crouch to catch it. One ball, two strikes. Chris Cease at second base. Rodriguez the runner ahead of him, and Evan Carter the runner behind him. None of them being held on. The infield is playing back and shifted to the right. One ball, two strikes. Trevor Hover ready to go. And here's the pitch. Swings and misses. Robbie Pito gets him to strike out, and he leaves the bases loaded. Both teams put all three runners aboard in the fourth inning, and both teams go scoreless in the fourth, leaving the sacks full. So we head to the fifth. It's still a tie score, two runs apiece, with Zach Bigley returning on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the fifth inning in Frisco, Texas. Yorbit Vivas starts things off. A tie score at 2-2 in game two of the series. The pitch is a fastball for a strike. Top shelf, it's 0-1. Vivas 1-for-2 with a single back in the first inning. This has been a game marred with base runners, but not very many runs. Here's the wind back in the pitch. It's just low, and it's 1-1. Well, 2 runs for each team, 4 combined runs, but the teams have combined to leave a ton of runners on base. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. It's a combined 13 left on base for Frisco. And a combined 13 at-bats with runners in scoring position. Just 2 combined hits between the two teams in those situations. One ball and 2 strikes on Vivas. The pitch home. Fly ball foul left side. It's still 1-2. The Rough Riders and the Drillers both left the bases loaded in the fourth inning without scoring a run. 1-2 offering. Fouled away again left side. Still 1-2. K-Bear Rodriguez had a leadoff triple in the fourth but could not come in to score. Bremer has his sign. The right-hander winds back in the 1-2 on the way. Swinging a pop-up left side, back behind home. Garcia, the catcher, gives chase, but it's 4 rows deep into the seats. Back behind home, and it's still 1-2. The fan in the first row got it with a Corey Seager jersey on. The Rangers are in action right now in Arlington against the Angels. And Reed Detmers has thrown 4 2/3 no-hit innings right now against the Rangers. It's 1-0. Angels lead it. The 1-2 is cut on and missed for strike 3. He got him low of the zone with a changeup, and he picks up the strikeout. His second. Make it his third. One away, and Yusniel Diaz stands in. Tied at 2, top of the fifth inning. The 1 run for the Angels coming on a Shohei Ohtani solo homer. His 42nd of the year, the pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Yusniel Diaz singled to right in the third. He's 1-for-2 and now 3-for-5 in the series. The pitch. Fastball flutters high, and it's 1-1. Diaz continues to hit. He's now hit in 14 of his last 15 games. The 1-1 pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's 2-1, and that's what you expect for a guy who is playing today in his 286th career double-A game. 2-1 offering. Swinging a chopper up over the hill to the second baseman, Biggers, who backhands, flicks it onto first, and gets him 2 away. Emanuel Vargas stands in now. He had a 2-run single in the first inning. That's provided all the offense for the Drillers. We're tied at 2 in the top of the fifth. 2 runs on 6 hits and an error for Tulsa. 2 runs on 3 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. Pitch in. Just inside to Vargas, and it's 1-0. Vargas has now driven in 4 runs in the first 2 games of the series. 1-0 pitch. Just outside. 2-0, missing on the curveball. He had a 2-run double in yesterday's 7-2 win for Tulsa to open the series. 2-0, swing and a miss way out in front And his stride went almost towards the first base bag. It's two balls and one strike, swinging out of his shoes there on that 2-0 pitch, and he got a changeup. The pitch in. Fastball. That spears the inner edge for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Well, Bremer trying to work through the inning here. The 2-2 is just low off the outside corner. He thought he had strike three. Instead, it's a full count. Three balls and two strikes on Vargas with the bases clear. Pull side shift for the left-handed batter. Here's the right-hander back into his wind. The pitch home is a fly ball into left field. Down the line, Zavala racing after it, and he reaches out and makes the catch. Aaron Zavala with a nice running grab in left field on a ball tailing away from him off the bat of the left-hander. And he reached out full extension, made the running catch. 1-2-3 inning for Noah Bremer in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five coming up, tied at two on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth for the Riders. Liam Hicks leads it off, tied at two with Tulsa. Hicks, Biggers, and Hatcher do up. Robbie Pito back out on the hill. Right-hander got out of the bases loaded jam in the fourth, unscathed. First pitch. Top of the zone. Fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. You don't often see a situation where a pitcher allows a leadoff triple and doesn't allow a run. And that's exactly what happened in the fourth. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Hicks swings, hits it off the end of the bat. A fly ball down the right field line. Tough play in foul territory. The first baseman Vargas can't get it. It's out of his reach and into the first row of seats down the right side. 0-2. Hicks walked back in the first inning. He struck out in the third. Rough Riders, three hits on the offensive side. They've each come in the last two innings with two hits in the third and one in the fourth. Frisco's three hits, they've all been for extra bases. Two doubles and a triple tonight. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch to Hicksy. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a tailing fastball. It's the third strikeout for Pito, and there's one away. Jax Biggers to the plate. He's 0-2 today. Leadoff home run in yesterday's game. So hitting leadoff yesterday, he's hitting fifth today. Tied at two, bottom of the fifth inning. Pito ready from the stretch, and he fires in. Swinging a foul back into Cartaya's glove. It's 0-1. Jack said that he doesn't care where he hits in the order. And you often hear that from guys when you talk to him about it. But he said, I used to. It used to be something that really affected my approach and thinking, you know, hitting in the leadoff spot, I got to make sure I get on base. Or if I hit in the second spot, I got to make sure I hit behind the runner and that sort of thing. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. Misses low, and it's one ball and one strike, but he said my mentality has really changed. And he said it doesn't just go around hitting in the order either. It completely revolves around his mentality as a baseball player. The 1-1 is outside. It's two balls and one strike. Very similar to how he can't control whether or not he's playing for Frisco or playing for AAA Round Rock. Just coming back here to Frisco before to yesterday's series opener. 2-1. Off the outside corner, it's three balls and one strike now. So the most important thing is to just approach everything the same exact way and make sure that you're ready for any situation by doing that. And it's helped him out a lot. 3-1 pitch. Swinging a high pop-up back behind home, coming towards us, and it falls just below us into the seats. A foul ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes now on the second baseman in a 2-2 game. Bottom half of the fifth inning. 1 out, bases clear. Biggers, while he's 0-for-2 today, has been hitting much better lately. His average was huddling around 200. It's up near 230 now. Payoff pitch on the way. He takes inside, ball 4. He's aboard with a 1-out walk, and Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. Hatcher 0-for-2, with a strikeout and a ground out to first base. Hatcher got off to an incredible start at the plate for the Rough Riders. He was knocking in over a run a game on average. And he's cooled off just a little bit, but still hitting very well at 263. And over 750 OPS and 7 home runs in 32 games. He holds the bat over his left shoulder, parallel to the ground. Straight-legged from the left side, the pitch. A big rip and a miss. Fouling it back into Cartaya's glove, and it's 0-1. Biggers leads from first. He has 11 steals this year. Here's the stretch, and Pito the 0-1. Hatcher fouls it back into Cartaya's glove again. It's 0-2. Rough Riders trying to get something going with one out in the fifth inning. On the offensive side, they've stranded at least one base runner in every inning so far tonight. Stranded the bases loaded twice. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike 3. Back pick down to first is not in time. Hatcher strikes out in a high and tight fastball. 4th strikeout for Pito, and there are 2 away. And here's K-Bear Rodriguez, who tripled back in the 4th inning, walked and scored in the 2nd. Of course, you never want to lose a player as a team the caliber of Luis Angel Acuña, but K-Bear Rodriguez has done such a wonderful job with the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. Alcantara coming in. He jumps up, and he makes the chest-high catch on a nice little hop. And it's the final out of the 5th inning. So the Rough Riders get a runner aboard, but nothing to show for it. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Top 6 is next. Frisco and Tulsa tied at 2, and Danny Duffy takes the mound for the Riders when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much.
much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
We roll to the top of the sixth inning, and Danny Duffy takes over on the mound for Noah Bremer. Rough Riders and Drillers tied at two, and Diego Cartaya leads it off for Tulsa. Duffy, the left-hander, deals home. There's a fly ball hit well by Cartaya to right center field. Evan Carter back from center. He makes the catch in right center field, and there's one away. Tied at two, top of the sixth inning. Cody Hosey stands in now, is 0 for 2, having a really tough month of April, or of August, beg your pardon. Hitting just 085 in the month. The pitch home. Low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Duffy coming back to join the Rough Riders after spending the last couple weeks up in AAA Round Rock. 34-year-old, 10-year big leaguer. Pitches home, and it's a strike on the outside corner. 1-1. With Round Rock in four appearances, four and a third innings, he allowed five runs on six hits. The walks are what killed him. 1-1 pitch. Just outside. It's two balls and one strike. Duffy, in his later years here of his career, has lost a little bit of velocity, and so he really relies on command. And with AAA with the robo-umps this year, it's a pretty unforgiving strike zone for a lot of pitchers. 2-1. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. It's been a lot smaller up there than it has been in years past, and Duffy walked eight batters in four and a third innings. He's far from the only pitcher who's gone up to AAA and struggled with those walk numbers this year. 2-2. Down low and inside of the dirt, and it's three balls and two strikes. So he's back here with the Rough Riders trying to regain some confidence, and got the first pitch and first out to begin his outing. Three balls and two strikes on Hosey, 0 for 2 today. Duffy readies from the stretch in the 3-2. Low for ball four. He walks Hosey, and Josh Stowers to the plate now. You know, selfishly, from our perspective, we love to see Danny back here. Really great guy, and the guys love him in the clubhouse. He's been very open to telling stories and answering questions about his time in the show and coming up, and really approachable, easygoing guy. First pitch to Stowe is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Stowers walked back in the fourth inning. He's 0 for 1 today. Stowers pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Here's the stretch from Duffy, and the pitch on the way. Fouled back off to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. Stowers, originally a draft pick of the Seattle Mariners. He was traded from the Mariners to the Yankees and then made his way to the Rangers organization in the Rougned Odor trade a couple of years ago. 1-1. There's a high fly ball into shallow left center field. Evan Carter coming in. He calls for it, makes the grab. Fly ball into center field, two outs, and here's Luis Diaz. He's 1 for 1 today. Infield single in the second and hit by a pitch in the fourth. Frisco 2, Tulsa 2, our score. Slight pull side shift on the infield. Ozzie leads from first after walking in the first pitch to Diaz. Inside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders have been the best team in the Texas League on the pitching side of things this month. A 3.03 ERA. The 0-1. Way high to the backstop, and that brings the runner Hosey up to second base on a wild pitch. Two balls, no strikes. That 3.03 ERA is a run better than the second best team in the Texas League. And this month, the tough thing is the Riders are 7-6 despite that great ERA, because their offense, unfortunately, has been the worst at scoring runs in the league this month, averaging just 4.5 runs a contest. The pitch is hit in the air down the left field line. Zavala racing after it, tracks it down, and he makes the catch. It retires the side in the sixth. So no runs across on no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Nice inning for Danny Duffy out of the bullpen. It's a scoreless frame. Bottom of the sixth inning next. Riders and Drillers tied at two. We'll have trivia next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Trevor Harbour with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, David Garcia leads it off for the Rough Riders in the sixth inning. Chris Cease follows, and Aaron Zavala after that. 9-1-2 for Frisco, tied at two with the Tulsa Drillers. Robbie Pito back out for his third inning, and he deals home to Garcia. Fastball sits to the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. All right, it's time for trivia, as we normally do here in the bottom of the sixth inning. This one is a little bit unique to what we usually do. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. There's a fly ball into shallow left field. Stower is coming in on a dead run, still running, and he runs it down to make the catch, and he dropped it on the transfer. Now, Nate Diedrich says it is an out. He was trying to transfer it out of his glove, and he dropped it, but it is the first down. So one away, and here's Chris Cease to the top of the card, tied at two, bottom of the sixth inning. All right, Josh, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, so it ties into this day in baseball history. In 2017, not too long ago, here's the stretch and the first pitch to Cease. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. You remember where you were on this day in 2017, Josh?
Oh, my gosh. August of 2017.
This isn't the trivia question.
I'm still going to get it wrong.
The 1-0. Here's a fly ball down the right field line. Diaz giving chase over his head, off the warning track and up against the fence. Cease around first. He coasts into second with a double. And the Rough Riders have a runner at second with one out here in the sixth inning. A runner in scoring position now for Aaron Zavala. Cease goes to the opposite field for a two-bagger, his 18th of the year. Rough Riders with the man at second now, and one down in a tie game. So it was this date in 2017, the Mets were playing in a game against the Yankees. Here's the stretch, and the pitch to Aaron Zavala. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Well, they had a lot of injuries on the infield in 2017, so they didn't really have enough infielders to be able to play in the game. So what do? You use a catcher. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swinging a foul back into Cartaya's glove, and it's one ball and one strike. So what they did is they used Travis d'Arnaud at third base, and they had Astrubal Cabrera as the second baseman. Every time a right-handed batter came up, they would flip the two, the pitch. There's a foul ball off to the left side, and it's one ball and two strikes. So Astrubal Cabrera would always be playing to the pull side of the hitter. So they would, if there were two righties in a row, Cabrera would stay at third base. And then if a lefty came up, they'd switch. They switched 18 times over the course of the game.
Oh, my gosh.
And the box score with their positions next to them looked absurd.
Yeah.
Here's the stretch. A look back towards second and the 1-2 pitch. It's cut on and missed by Zavala for strike three. And there are two outs here in the sixth inning. That brings Evan Carter to the plate on the fifth strikeout by Robbie Pito. Runner at second, two down, tied at two in the bottom of the sixth. So my question to you, Josh, 2017 Mets, who was the manager that decided that was their defensive strategy?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember 2017 at all. I don't remember where I was, let alone who was managing the Mets.
First pitch to Evan Carter. In top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1.
I don't know.
It was the same manager that took them to the World Series in 2015 when Danny Duffy single-handedly beat them along with the rest of the Royals. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Check swing, roller back past the hill. Shortstop Gaither fields. No play on to first base. Evan Carter is the infield single. And Gaither didn't even throw it on to first base, and Cease moves on to third. So an infield single in the second hit for Evan Carter. It's the fourth time he's reached today with two walks, a double, and now a single. And here's Trevor Hover, who had an RBI double back in the third. Riders and Drillers tied at two. Bottom of the sixth inning, Hover stands in from the left side. Carter leads from first. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Swing and a miss. First pitch changeup, and it's 0-1. I don't really know how to give you a hint for this one.
I'm really bad with managers.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't pay attention.
Mets manager from 2011 to 2017. In the 90s, he managed both the Astros and the Angels. The 0-1. Down low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike.
I'll know the name, but I just can't remember specific timelines or who was where, what years.
It was Terry Collins.
Okay.
He was the manager for the Mets. The 1-1, runner goes, pitches high and away, no throw down to second. Evan Carter swipes his 19th bag. Two balls and one strike.
Terry Collins, that's an official scorer's nightmare. Okay, they're going back to second. Okay, he's back to third. Okay, back to second.
You should look up the box score if you're at home and you have access to a computer. The pitch home. There's a ground ball hit hard up the middle on one hop right to Gaither at short. He's got it chest high, throws to first, and it's in time to get Hover to retire the side in the sixth inning. The Rough Riders get a couple hits, and they strand a pair in a scoreless sixth inning. We're still tied at two to the top of the seventh inning. Josh Warden back on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Tulsa Drillers with two runs on six hits, one error. And the Frisco Rough Riders with two runs on five hits and no errors. Danny Duffy matches up with Ismael Alcantara to begin the seventh. And the Southpaw's first pitch is low. Ball one. Alcantara considering a bunt. He pulls back. And now Chris Cease, the third baseman, will play in. Backs up to the front of the grass, but stays relatively closer to home plate. Duffy pitched last inning. Now his second pitch of this inning is outside for a ball. No hits and a scoreless sixth inning. Here in this August 16th of 2023. Okay, Zach, I know what I was doing. August of 2017. You asked me, what were you doing on this date 6 years ago? I now know. The 2-0 pitch is down the middle for a strike. I keep a calendar on my phone, and I can look back at what I was doing every day. And I look back at what I was doing August 16th of 2017. Do you want to know?
I cannot wait.
Oh, my goodness. Good. I hope you really want to know because it's a dandy. Here's the 2-1. It's outside. Three balls and a strike from Duffy. Well, I'm not much of a party thrower. I'll go to somebody else's event if they throw it, but I'm not much of an organizer of parties. But this is the one thing I always organize back home. Three balls and a strike from Danny Duffy. It's down and in. He walks the first man, Alcantara, on five pitches. And he's aboard for the top of the order. 2-2 tie in the seventh inning. Austin Gauthier, the batter. We had this tradition. As Carlos Cardoza is going to come out and probably make a swap here. And it looks like Aiden Anderson, perhaps, is going to come in. Okay, I'll tell you real quick. Once a year, on a Wednesday, I'd get a bunch of friends together. We'd play wiffle ball and make waffles. And we'd call it Wiffle Waffle Wednesday. And that was August 16th of 2017.
I love that. That's
Wiffle
great.
Waffle Wednesday. How I miss those days. Here's Aiden Anderson to throw some wiffle balls to the Tulsa Drillers and hopefully pick up a win here on a Wednesday.
And it's a Wednesday today.
Wow. Do you want to go play some wiffle ball later?
Sure.
I got some waffle mix back at home. All right, let's do it. We take a break. Tie score here in the seventh inning from Frisco. Aiden Anderson after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the order to face Aiden Anderson comes in out of the Frisco bullpen with nobody out in the seventh inning. Pitching change after Danny Duffy walked to first man to open the frame. Tie score in the seventh. His first pitch to Austin Gauthier is right down the middle and strike one. Port Arthur, Texas native, right-hander. Aiden Anderson with a 4.19 ERA this season and making his 22nd appearance. Here's his 0-1 toss to Gauthier. Breaking ball on the inside corner. He gets ahead 0-2. The 26-year-old out of McNeese State University, so played his college ball in Louisiana, but he's from the Lone Star State and now pitching in the Texas League. Is 0-2 with a runner going. Breaking ball swung on and missed. The throw to second is not in time. It's a strikeout stolen base sequence, and the Drillers put the scoring the go-ahead run in scoring position. Carlos Cardoza walking to home plate, I think maybe trying to make the argument that the batter, Gauthier, interfered with David Garcia as he swung and missed that pitch. If Cardoza is correct about that, that would mean that Alcantara would be out, who stole that base. Since Gauthier struck out, at the worst-case scenario for the Rough Riders, they get it out. And now a man at second base as Alcantara stole. Cardoza may have an argument, but I doubt he'll change the mind of Chris Presley Murphy. And they part ways after a polite conversation. And Cardoza back to the dugout. So one out, man in scoring position for the Drillers. Yorbit Vivas hits for Tulsa. 1-for-3 today, trying to break the 2-2 tie here in the seventh inning. Anderson comes set. Looking back at second, now he comes home, and it's slashed foul. It's 0-1 off Anderson. Aiden Anderson, who grew up a Houston Astros fan, now in the Texas Rangers organization, loved Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell. 0-1 pitch off the inside corner, 1-1. He got to meet Andy Pettitte when he was playing at a tournament when he was younger. Said Andy was very nice, enjoyed talking with him for a while. He's met Roger Clemens as well. So a lot of big names played in Texas. Steps off the rubber and climbs back on. One ball, one strike to Yorbit Vivas, the second baseman. A righty-lefty matchup with one out in the seventh inning. Anderson looks back at second. He deals and misses the inside corner. Ball two. He's a radio sportscasting aficionado himself. Has good memories listening on the radio to the Astros when he was young. He and his twin brother Grant, who played for the Rough Riders earlier this year. The 2-1 pitch from Aiden Anderson. It's inside. Three balls and a strike from Aiden. Said his dad always had the radio on in the garage. His reasoning was, well, if we lose power, if the breaker gets broken, then I'll know because the radio goes out. 3-1 pitch, a line drive towards right, splits the outfielders, and it's down for a base hit. Alcantara around third, and there's going to be no throw to get him. Tulsa reclaims the lead on Yorbit Vivas's RBI single to right center field. Smashes the ball into the gap and is able to get Alcantara home from second base, and Tulsa gets ahead 3-2 here in the seventh inning. That run charge to Danny Duffy, who had walked Alcantara to begin this inning. And now a man at first for the Drillers with one away in the seventh inning. They lead 3-2. Yusniel Diaz, the batter. And a throw over to first from Anderson. Gets the tag down on Vivas, but he's safe. So Tulsa reclaims the lead. They scored two runs in the first inning. And they did not score for five innings. And now get the go-ahead run in the seventh. First pitch to Diaz. It's outside. Ball one. So Anderson, who had always listened to Astros games, his dad said, well, if the breaker's out, I'll know if the radio goes off. And Aiden said, well, if the lights are out, then that would tell you. But okay, sure. Here's the 1-0. It is at the bottom of the zone, 1-1. And so they'd always be playing basketball out in the driveway, and they'd hear the radio on in the garage here in Milo Hamilton, the Astros guy, is the one he grew up listening to. Don't fall in love with baseball growing up. Here's his 1-1 pitch. And to Yusniel Diaz, it's a swing and a miss. He gets ahead, 1-2. Anderson, who's actually lowered his ERA from Hickory, where he was pitching earlier this season. The 1-2 delivery, a swing and a miss again. A slider got Diaz to chase after it. And 2 strikeouts this inning for Aiden Anderson has put away 2 of the 3 batters he's faced. Emanuel Vargas is the next one to encounter Aiden Anderson. Anderson had a 5.56 ERA in Hickory, moved up from the high A level, and has reduced that down to a 4.19 earned run average with the Rough Riders. Hits the outside corner at strike one to Vargas. And even a much bigger sample size with the Rough Riders. This approaching his 40th inning with Frisco. Here's his 0-1 toss into the left-hand hitting Vargas. After a long hold, and now hits the outside edge, 0-2. Vargas with a 2-RBI single. The go-ahead runs in the first. That lead didn't last, but they got a go-ahead RBI from Yorbit Vivas this inning. But Vargas, who has struck out since then and flown out, strikes out a lot. 2 Ks yesterday and a strikeout rate 3rd highest in the Texas League. 33% almost. The 0-2. It's in the dirt, throw down to second with the runner going, and Rodriguez unable to hang on to the ball. It's a stolen base for Yorbit Vivas. His 20th of the season. In 24 attempts, he was running on the pitch, and Garcia, the catcher, made an impressive play to snag that one out of the dirt and make a pretty good play out of it. Caught it cleanly, and Rodriguez tried to come back with a tag, and I don't think he got Vivas, and the ball popped out of his glove anyways. 1-2 the count. Anderson deals home with 2 outs and a runner at second. It is letter high, and now 2-2 to Emanuel Vargas. Kind of a similar hitter to Diego Cartaya. They go back-to-back in the order. Two fairly young hitters with similar strikeout rates, but Vargas has slugged more. 2-2 pitches down and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He had the 2-RBI double yesterday and the 2-RBI single today. They both got 16 home runs. He just gets on base more. Vargas hitting 256 and Cartaya 182. Both a lot of strikeouts, but Vargas makes contact more. The 3-2 pitch to Vargas. Runner goes. Ground ball towards second. Biggers works around it. Straddles, gloves it, throws to first, and that's the inning. So 1 run comes in on an inherited runner, and the go-ahead run has scored for the Tulsa Drillers. They pull back ahead. It's 3-2. The Rough Riders trailing into the bottom of the 7th inning. We stretch and return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, we head to the bottom of the seventh inning with the Rough Riders trailing 3-2 in this ball game. And Liam Hicks will lead off for the Rough Riders. Middle of the order coming up, with Hicks batting from the left side. It's a new pitcher into the ballgame. Trevor Betancourt deals home. And a curveball to get a strike, top of the zone for the right-hander out of San Jose, California. Pitched in Oklahoma City last year in the Dodgers organization, AAA level. 29-year-old, 0-1 toss is up and tight to Liam Hicks. Betancourt, 1-1 count to Hicks. Played at UC Santa Barbara. Drafted in 2016. 1-1 breaking ball, just misses the outside edge. Transfer to UCSB from Tennessee. And now in his sixth season of minor league baseball, has a 3.86 ERA with Tulsa this year, his 29th appearance. Pitching here and in OKC. 2-1 pitch, a soft grounder to the right side. Takes a weird hop, bobbled by Vivas. He recovers and makes the play. Kind of skee-balled up towards his body, but the weird hop was still 20 feet in front of him. Caused him to bobble nonetheless, but he was able to finish the play. And Hicks is retired on a 4-3 groundout. So Jax Biggers has the bases empty in his seventh inning plate appearance. He has walked once and is 0-2 today. And the Rough Riders down 3-2, bottom of the seventh inning here in Frisco, Texas. Under the lights here on a Wednesday evening. First pitch. Biggers rams it back up the middle. A line drive dropping in front of Alcantara. And a single for Jax Biggers. A one-out base knock. And Biggers is aboard for the second time today. And he's the tying run. Josh Hatcher follows him in the Rough Riders order. Well, the Rough Riders scrapping for a couple runs today. Just one run in the second, one run in the third. Got a lot of extra base hits today, but no home runs. First pitch to Hatcher, a late swing, and doesn't get it, 0-1. The Rough Riders with three doubles today and a triple. That's their first single now of the ball game after Evan Carter's single. Last two innings, a couple singles. The 0-1 toss. Hatcher swings over it. And strike two on Hatch. So four extra base hits, two singles, no home runs. The Rough Riders with a decent amount of home runs in August, but nobody's really exploded yet. Nobody on this team has multiple home runs this month, and we're halfway through August. The 0-2, Hatcher swings over it, and he punches out on three pitches. Now two outs for K-Bear Rodriguez with a man at first. And a 3-2 hole for the Rough Riders in the seventh inning. So no players with multiple home runs, but there are 10 guys who have homered, 10 different players with one home run. Jax Biggers joined that crew with his solo home run yesterday. The 10th guy to homer for the Rough Riders this month. First pitch to Rodriguez. A poker out towards shallow right field going back. Vargas tries to make the play. It lands foul up the right field side. As it was careening over Vargas's head, he almost made the catch, and then it landed a couple feet to the right of the chalk. And a foul ball for Vargas, and with bigger speed, he was going to race around to third on that play. But just strike one on K-Bear Rodriguez. He has one of those extra base hits, a leadoff triple in the fourth inning. And the difference in this game right now is that Rodriguez never did score. He was at third base, nobody out. The Rough Riders got two more base runners. But walks and hit by pitches, as valuable as they are, aren't all that great for RBIs without the bases loaded, that is. And Rodriguez never scored. Frisco trails by a run. The 0-1 toss, a swing and a miss. Now 0-2 hole for Rodriguez. Frisco gotten a lot of base runners today. Six hits, six walks, but only getting two runs on the board. Man at first for the Rough Riders, two outs and an 0-2 count. Betancourt with his glove next to his belt, he kicks. Breaking ball chopped on the third base side. It lands next to the chalk, fielded in fair territory, and no throw to get anybody. K-Bear Rodriguez legs out an infield single on a bouncer that stayed fair, fielded by Hosey in front of the bag.
And he bobbled a bit trying to get it out of his glove and really didn't have much of a chance anyways with Rodriguez speeding up the line. So he's got two hits and a walk today. And the Rough Riders now with two runners aboard. David Garcia, the hitter, in the bottom of the seventh inning trying to retie this game or better. Time is called by the catcher, Cartaya, prior to the first pitch. Garcia, who's 0-for-3 today, trying not to snap a on-base streak. He has walked in seven consecutive games. First pitch, he slices it over the left side and a foul ball. His last game played was Sunday. He had a single, an RBI, and a walk. Outfield shifted a bit to the right. He's hitting from the left side. Switch hitter against the righty Betancourt, who comes set with a high Sox and a look back at second. He deals. Fastball that just misses the upper part of the zone. And now 1-1 to the catcher, Garcia. And a single for Jax Biggers, an infield single for K-Bear Rodriguez. The Rough Riders have already stranded 11 on the base paths today through six innings. They've got two aboard here. Don't want to strand the tying and go-ahead runs here in the seventh. One ball, one strike from Betancourt. A look back and now a throw back, and they got Biggers picked off. Here comes Gauthier, throws back to third. Hosey places the tag. No, he got away. The throw back to third, and he's out. As Gauthier, the shortstop, made the tag at third base, or Betancourt. And Biggers is picked off. He kept taking a larger and larger lead until Betancourt finally threw back to second. And Biggers is tagged out at third base. The inning comes to a close with the Rough Riders going scoreless again despite two base hits. And still trail it 3-2 into the eighth inning. This is the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Matt Bush onto the hill for the Frisco Rough Riders. Right-hander out of the bullpen, who is now making his the third guy out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders today. Bush making his 11th appearance with the Rough Riders, an 0-7-1 ERA, and a 1-0 record with Frisco this season. 37-year-old on the hill out of San Diego, California. And he comes set to face Diego Cartaya. First pitch is at the bottom of the zone, strike one. 3-2 Tulsa in the top half of the eighth. Cartaya, a 21-year-old out of Venezuela, and Bush, 37, out of Southern California. First overall pick in 2004. The 0-1 toss is off the outside corner, 1-1. So Cartaya, who was born in September of 2001, he was just shy of his third birthday when Bush was the number one overall pick in the MLB draft. The 1-1 pitch is fouled back to the backstop, and it's 1-2. The Cartaya, big prospect, his third year stateside after getting signed out of Venezuela. First couple of years, he hit really well. He had an on-base plus slugging OPS over 900 between those 2 years. But this third season, this first one he has struggled in. A
1-2 pitch, and he wallops it to left center field. Fly ball with some carry. Carter running back. That ball's long gone onto the HEB family lawn, and Diego Cartaya right on cue. Homers to left center, his 17th of the year. 4-2 Tulsa on a solo shot by Diego Cartaya. Took a two-strike pitch and was able to barrel it up. For a guy who's hit just 182 this year, but he does have good home run numbers. He strikes out a lot, but he hits it out of the park a lot. 17 home runs. Now in his 85th game played. To Cody Hosey to the plate. First pitch to him, bends to the outside corner, and strike one. Tulsa ahead, 4-2. In the top half of the eighth inning. They've scored one run each of the last two innings to take the lead. The 0-1 toss. Swing and a miss from Hosey, goes after a fastball. And he's behind 0-2. He's 0-6 this series with a couple of walks. Former first-round pick. Part of the Green Wave. Tulane University, 2019. The draft pick goes from Tulane to Tulsa. 0-2 toss is low from Bush. 1-2. He's hit a little better this year in terms of his power. He's played at Tulsa last year, about the same number of games. By the end of this series, he'll have the same number, but he has three more home runs this year than last year. Just eight dingers in total. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball hit over the right side. Karam's off the netting, and still a 1-2 count. So Hosey at the plate with the bases empty. Both teams with seven hits in this ball game, but Tulsa leading 4-2. Outfield playing fairly deep. No wind to speak of right now. The 1-2. Fastball at the knees. He knew it the whole way. Hosey steps across and walks away with a strikeout in his pocket. Nat Bush pays him up. So Josh Stowers is the batter. Base is empty for Stowe. 4-2 ball game. The Drillers out in front in this first and only series between these two clubs. Game two of the six-game installment. First pitch to Stowers, breaking ball upstairs, and it's 1-0. Stowers had as many hits yesterday as he had the entire previous week. He had gone 2-for-25 against Amarillo and went 2-for-4 yesterday. The 1-0, he whacks it foul on the third base side off the front of the Frisco dugout and bounces back into fair territory near Dane Acker. Starting pitcher tomorrow is Dane Acker. Kendall Williams will go for the Tulsa Drillers. In game three of this series, 7:05 first pitch tomorrow, right here at Writers Field. One ball, one strike to Josh Stowers. The toss is low, ball two. Stowers hitting for the right side, former Louisville outfielder. Finished out his career there in 2018. Two balls and a strike to the outfielder. Here's the pitch. It runs inside. He pulls ahead, three balls and a strike. Stowers, a second-round pick 5 years ago. Now the Dodgers organization, Rule 5 draft pick away from the Rangers. Back at Riders Field, saw him chatting up some of the Rough Riders players after yesterday's ballgame. When Tulsa won that game 7-2, he had those two hits, including a double. 3-1 toss. He checked his swing. I think he went around. No, he held back. Ball four. Stowers just holds back the barrel, and it's a walk with one out. Brings up Luis Diaz for the 4-2 Tulsa advantage in the top half of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders bullpen trying to settle things down a little bit. After Noah Bremer finished his start in good fashion, he allowed two runs in the first inning, but then scoreless through the rest of his start. He finished in the fifth inning. The bullpen has allowed two runs over 2 1/3 innings. Matt Bush, the latest out of the bullpen, allowed a leadoff home run, a strikeout, and a walk since then. Luis Diaz at the plate, and it's up and in. He backs away from it and has a look for Matt Bush. He's staring at him after he had to duck away from that fastball at 92 miles an hour, and he was staring right back at the pitcher. Steps back in.
will take a 1-0 pitch.
I don't think there's any intent there.
I don't think so. A throw over to first and get Stowers back to the back. It's the first time that they've ever faced each other. It's just the fifth game that Diaz has ever played at the Double-A level. Bush just came into this game, and there's been no controversy really between these two clubs this week. Here's the 1-0. Runner starts to go. Fastball is taken. The throw to second is a bit high and got him still. Stowers tried to slide under it. Jax Biggers got the tag just in time. Had to jump up for it and bring it back down. And Stowers is put away, just the second time he's been caught stealing this season. Now 7-for-9. And that's out number two here in the inning. As Diaz was taking all the way, it was a strike. And that makes the count 1-1. So David Garcia guns him down at second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball just high. 2-1. Good day behind the plate for David Garcia. He's caught a stealer. He's also backpicked a guy at first base. And that was a huge play back in the fourth inning to help leave the bases loaded. 2-1 pitch. A swing and a miss from Diaz. It's 2-2. The bases were loaded. Garcia threw out a runner at first on a backpick. And then a walk reloaded the bases. And then Noah Bremer got out of the jam. So if it had not been for David Garcia, it probably would not have been a scoreless inning. His time is called before the 2-2 pitch. Garcia's caught two stealers today, in fact. Got Luis Diaz earlier. Here's the pitch to Diaz. He hits it off the barrel out to left field. Well hit. Zavala back to the warning track to the wall, and that ball hits off the top and gone. Diaz leaves the yard on a two-out dinger to left. Second home run of the inning for the Drillers, both in solo fashion. And they pull ahead 5-2. Well, that caught stealing helps out Frisco, reduces a run off the board, but still, two home runs this frame, and the Drillers have some distance. A three-run lead now in the eighth inning. Luis Diaz gets his first home run of the Double-A level. Just his fifth game played Double-A. Now a ground ball through the right side, and Alcantara has a base hit. Ismael laces one on the turf through the right side. And Hatcher dove for it, but the first baseman couldn't get it. And on the first pitch after the home run, a single for Alcantara. And now Matt Bush is experiencing some trouble. He had allowed only one earned run so far for the Rough Riders this season, over 12 and two-thirds innings. And he allows two home runs this inning. He had not allowed any dingers all year long with Frisco. His first pitch to Gauthier is outside for a ball. You're going to have a rough appearance every once in a while. It happens to everybody. Matt Bush trying to finish out the inning, keep the game relatively close. 5-2, which was the same score at this juncture yesterday. The 1-0 toss. It is high. Back pick to first a little high, and no chance to get the diving Alcantara back to the back. So back-to-back, or not back-to-back homers, but two homers in the inning for a Tulsa team that has struggled a little bit with the pop. Their 13 extra base hits last week was tied for the fewest by any team last week in the Texas League. The 2-0 toss to Gauthier's on the outer half. It's 2-1 with two outs, 5-2 Tulsa advantage. In fact, in the second half this season, Tulsa is tied for the fewest doubles. They have the second lowest batting average. But their home run numbers have actually looked decent. They're in the top half in the Texas League in homers in the second half. Another pickoff move, and Alcantara is back. 55 home runs in the second half over 41 games. First couple home runs of the series, both come in the same inning for the Drillers. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball popped into center field. Carter running back, but he'll get there in time, and he makes the catch in right center field, and the inning is over. Two solo home runs for the Drillers, and they increase the lead. 5-2 is the score. Tulsa ahead into the bottom of the eighth inning right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders could use some runs as we move on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Trailing 5-2 to the Tulsa Drillers. They don't want to lose the first two games of the series. The Rough Riders on a hot streak. They've won three out of their last four series. And the only series they didn't win, they split that one. But they lost the first game of this series and trailing by three runs in game two. Bottom of the eighth inning, David Garcia to lead off. And then the top of the order. New pitcher into the ballgame, Braden Fisher deals home. And a breaking ball outside for ball one. Out of League City, Texas, Lone Star State product. Fourth round selection by the Dodgers in 2018. First time up to Double-A this year. The 1-0 toss, a ground ball toward short. Two easy bounces to Gauthier, and he deals back over to first and puts away Garcia on a routine grounder. One out, and now the top of the order, Chris Cease to the plate. 5-2 Tulsa, bottom of the eighth. In his first Double-A experience, been pretty good for Braden Fisher, a 309 earned run average over 32 appearances and 46 innings. Now he deals with Cease in his first pitch. Fastball underneath the, or a breaking ball underneath the bat, and it's strike one. He had been on a good streak. He had four straight outings without an earned run until Amarillo, and he gave up two earned runs in a couple innings, his most recent game. His 0-1 to Cease, and a ground ball back toward short. Gauthier has to run across in front of second base. Fields and throws on the run, gets Cease by a step. And back-to-back ground balls to Austin Gauthier, and the shortstop makes both plays. So Chris Cease put away. Aaron Zavala is next to the Rough Riders with the bases empty and two outs in the inning. Bottom of the eighth, trailing 5-2 to the Tulsa Drillers. They pulled ahead back into above 500 yesterday with the victory. They're 55-54. The pitch to Zavala cuts into the zone on a curveball at 0-1. Frisco sniffing 500, 53-55, but not going to help if they lose the first two games of this series. The 0-1, another breaking ball. That one skips into the dirt and ball one to Zavala. It's 1-1. Infield plays towards the lines, biggest hole right up the middle for Zavala. Here's the 1-1 toss. Another breaking ball, this time high and away, 2-1. To the left fielder, Zavala. A walk and three strikeouts today for Zavala. The final score between the Sod Poodles, or in progress with the Sod Poodles and Travelers. Amarillo leads at 12-6. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Zavala swings over it. It's 2-2. If that score holds, Amarillo would stay at least three games ahead of Frisco, and they'd get a four-game margin over the Rough Riders if Frisco doesn't come back in this game. So they could get two games ahead of Frisco over the first two games of the series since they won yesterday when Frisco lost. But still plenty of games to go. Here's the 2-2. Zavala swings over and strike three. Three up, three down for Braden Fisher. And the right-hander out of League City, Texas, is able to cruise through in the eighth inning. Frisco down to its final three outs, and they'll try to get three outs defensively before the bottom of the ninth. Top of the ninth coming up, 5-2 Tulsa. Zach Bigley on the call when we come back in the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bobby Ahlstrom takes over for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Frisco trailing Tulsa by a score of 5-2. This is the same exact score we had going into the ninth inning yesterday when the Rough Riders fell 7-2 to the Drillers. Tristan Pauly seeded a couple runs in that ninth inning, and now Robbie Ahlstrom tries to tamp down this Tulsa offense. A couple home runs in the eighth inning from Diego Cartaya and Luis Diaz. Pole side shift on the infield for Yorbit Vivas, and the first pitch is just high. And one ball and no strikes. Vivas leading things off in the ninth inning. The two-hole hitter. Ahlstrom kicks home. Fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. It's Yorbit Vivas, Yusniel Diaz, and Imanol Vargas. The three do up. A lefty-lefty matchup to start this ninth inning. Robbie Ahlstrom, the 24-year-old, a native of Placerville, California, but grew up in Eugene, Oregon. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball out to second base. One hop to Biggers, who's got it right at the belt. And he throws on to first for the first out of the ninth inning, and Yusniel Diaz stands in. Rough Riders trailing 5-2. Diaz 1-for-4 today. Ahlstrom, originally a draft pick of the Yankees, came over in the Jose Trevino deal. Eighth appearance with the Rough Riders. First pitch is low and inside, 1-0. A 6.30 ERA. 16 strikeouts, though, over his 10 innings. He readies from the stretch and brings it into the red-hot Diaz. Fouled away right side, one ball and one strike. Diaz, another hit today. He's got three hits already in the first two games of this series. And entering into this game, in his last 14, hitting .429. 1-1 offering. Outside, and it's two balls and one strike. A final from Arlington. The Rangers fall in the final game of the series to the Angels, 2-0. They still do win the series, 2-1. Pitch shuttles inside, and it's three balls and one strike. The Rangers were being no-hit into the eighth inning by Reed Detmers, the starter for Los Angeles, until Marcus Semien broke up the no-hitter. They finished getting three hit the pitch. Strike, and it's 3-2. And unfortunately, they spoil a great start from John Gray. He's the tough luck loser tonight in Arlington, allowing one run over his seven innings. He struck out four and sprayed six hits. The 3-2. Misses down low and inside for ball four, and Diaz is aboard with one out in the ninth inning. Riders trailing 5-2. Unfortunately, it was the best player on the planet who got to John Gray, Shohei Ohtani, homering in the first inning. Emmanuel Vargas in the first pitch. Fouled straight back to the netting, and it's 0-1. He's 1-for-4 today, but the one hit, a big one. Two-run single back in the first inning. Tulsa got those two runs in the first, and the Rough Riders came back with a run in the second and a run in the third to tie the game. But Tulsa separated themselves with a run in the seventh on an RBI single from Yorbit Vivas. The 0-1. Check swing on a pitch off the outside corner. They appeal to the middle of the diamond where Nate Diedrich said he did not go. And it's one ball and one strike. And then they got the insurance with those two home runs in the eighth inning to add on. And that's led to our 5-2 score. The pitch cut on and missed off the outside corner on a good-looking curveball. And it's one ball and two strikes. Robbie Ahlstrom is a guy who, when he was at his best in college at Oregon, he was mixing up his slots that he was throwing from. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swinging a fly ball out into left center field. A long run for Zavala. Can't get there. It drops in the gap. He turns, fires it back into second, and it's not in time. So Vargas doubles, Diaz to third, and there are two in scoring position for Tulsa with one out in the ninth inning, leading by three already. Diego Cartaya makes his way to the plate. He's 2-for-4 today with a homer. Zavala did a good job to get to that baseball and fired back in quickly, but Vargas was in sliding. Ahlstrom really liked to change his arm slot, mix up his pitch type. He would move on the rubber closer to the first base side or third base side of the rubber, depending on the matchup. He deals into Cartaya on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1 with a fastball. The Yankees didn't want him to do any of that. They wanted him to be more conventional in his style. And he got here to the Rangers, and they asked him, you know, when you're at your best, what are you doing? The 0-1. Fouled away right side, it's 0-2, and he said, well, just that, mixing everything up. And they kind of figured out the best way to get the most out of that while keeping the consistency. And that was allowing him to move on each side of the rubber, and he still does move on each side of the rubber. Throws that good curveball to go with his mid-90s fastball. So now he slots over on the third base side of the rubber. 0-2 to the right-handed hitting Cartaya, and he steps off. Infield is in for the Rough Riders with runners at second and third. 5-2, Tulsa leads it, out hitting Frisco 10-7. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander is 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with that hammer curve down low. He picks up a big strikeout of Cartaya, and they were two away. Here's Cody Hosey now, who's 0-for-3 with a walk. The curveball buried down in the zone. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball to short. Right at Rodriguez, he's got it. Slings it to first, and it's in time to retire the side in the ninth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two left on in the ninth inning for Tulsa. Bottom of the ninth, Riders trailing 5-2. It's coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the ninth inning, it's 5-2 Tulsa. Evan Carter leads it off for the Rough Riders. It's 3-4-5 for Frisco in the ninth. They need three runs to tie. And a good opportunity with this portion of the order due up. The stretch and the pitch. Off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes. Braden Fisher is still out there. The pitcher for the Drillers. There's a strike and it's 1-1. Evan Carter today has reached all four times he's come up to the plate. The pitch is high. And it's two balls and one strike. He's walked twice, had a double in the third. He scored in that inning and then singled and stole second in the sixth inning. Pitches outside, and it's two balls, make it three balls and one strike now. Rough Rider is being out hit by three and outscored by three. The 3-1. Breaking ball on the outside edge, a strike, 3-2. Carter trying to get aboard. Rough Riders need base runners. 3-2. High and outside, he does just that. He picks up a walk, and Trevor Hover stands in now. This is game two of this series. We'll play game three tomorrow. It's Josh's favorite day, Thirsty Thursday, and Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. You always see him out there in the Lazy River every Thursday, and I'm stuck by myself up here in the booth. The pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
I'm allowed to do that? I didn't know I could do that. Can I just bring a microphone out there?
No, the water and the microphone don't really work very well.
I've got a waterproof mic.
Really?
No.
Oh. The 0-1 is outside, and it's one ball and one strike. You never know. I mean, if you did, I might let you go out there.
I do know that I don't have
okay,
one.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, no Lazy River for you.
Yeah.
1-1 is a strike in the inside corner, and it's 1-2.
What type of Lazy River enjoyer would you be? Stay in one spot, swim around, splash some other people? What sort of person are you out there?
Well, I'm not a swim-around kind of guy. The pitch is a swing and a miss off the outside corner, and there's the first out here in the ninth inning on a strikeout by Fisher. Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. It's 5-2 Tulsa, bottom of the ninth inning with a runner at first. You know, Lazy Rivers aren't for swimming.
They could be.
I'm definitely more of a floating-around guy in the floats, floaties.
All right.
Pitch to Liam Hicks. High, and it's one ball and no strikes. I feel like you'd be the splashing people type.
Oh, I'm doing cannonballs right next to everybody.
Get this guy out of here. 1-0 is cut on and miss, and it's 1-1. That's why you're not allowed in there anymore.
Right.
You were banned to the broadcast.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, well, you can avoid Josh and come out to Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea tomorrow. You can get your tickets right now at RidersBaseball.com. The 1-1. High and outside, and it's two balls and one strike. It was $25 a piece, $2 drinks out there. Great deal, great time to watch some baseball. It's going to be hot. It's a great day to be out in the Lazy River. Carter leads from first in the 2-1 pitch on the way to Hicks. Strike on the outside corner, 2-2. Tough strike call on Hicks. He thought it was high. Rough Riders dugout certainly thought it was high, too. Chris Presley Murphy, our home plate umpire, thought it was a strike. He called it that way. Two balls and two strikes on Hicks. Fisher ready from the stretch. He pitches home. Foul back off the handle into the netting, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders trailing Amarillo by three games coming into this one today. And, oh my goodness, Amarillo just scored five more runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch is low for a ball, and it's 3-2 on Hicks. It's now 17-6, Amarillo out in front of Arkansas.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez Louise.
I'm assuming that game is in Amarillo?
Yes.
Yeah. And one of the most pitcher-friendly ballparks in Arkansas, that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, no doubt. Pitch is high and away, ball four. So the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Jax Biggers, who homered yesterday here in the ninth inning. It's 5-2, Tulsa out in front. And the pitching coach, Ryan Denick, will come out of the dugout for Tulsa and go chat. To Tulsa. Amarillo has five homers in that game. And Arkansas has hit two. Seven combined home runs between the two teams, 17-6. Amarillo out in front. So Amarillo with a win and a Frisco loss, they could open up a four-game lead on the Rough Riders. Midland won today, so they will hop over Frisco if the Rough Riders lose and still be three games back. They came in tied with Frisco into this game. Well, here's Jax Biggers with two aboard and one down. The stretch and the pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul right side off the tarp in foul territory past the first base coach Kavika Emsley-Pye, who grabs it and underhands it to some fans in the stands, and it's 0-1 on Jax Biggers, who had a single in the seventh inning into center field. 0-1 offering. Bounces down in the dirt. Cartaya blocks. One ball and one strike. Biggers' home run down the right field line yesterday to open the ball game. 103 miles an hour exit velocity, his hardest hit home run he's ever had. Here's the right-hander's stretch. He fires. Outside, it's two balls and one strike. Josh Hatcher is on deck for the Rough Riders. Frisco, when trailing, entering into the ninth inning, is just 1-45 this year. The pitch home. Swinging a line drive down the right side, but foul into the Dodger affiliate bullpen, and it's 2-2. Josh, do you know that game off the top of your head?
Say it again.
One game that the Rough Riders have won this year when trailing entering the ninth inning.
So JC's grand slam was in the eighth. It was in the ninth.
Yes.
It was that one. Okay,
yeah.
You're shaking your head. Thank you.
2-2 is a ground ball. First base side. First baseman Vargas has got it. Race to the bag. He beats Biggers. And there are two down. Both runners move up on the play. Hicks to second, Carter to third. And here's Josh Hatcher, still representing the tying run at the plate. Two in scoring position. Riders trail by three, 5-2. Here's Josh Hatcher. Yeah, that was a game that you alluded to, Josh, in which Rough Riders, really crazy game. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. High off the outside corner to Hatcher, and it's 1-0. That was back on June 2nd against San Antonio here at home. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball foul, first base sign. It's 1-1. The Rough Riders had a game-tying grand slam in the ninth inning by, as you mentioned, Thomas Ajacian, and then Luis Angel Acuna won it with a walk-off single in the 10th. Hatcher has a chance to play hero here. And the 1-1 pitch on the way. Swinging a fly ball into shallow left field. Stowers cutting over. He makes the chest-high catch, and the ball game is over. Now, Tulsa has taken the first two games of this series. They win this one by a final score of 5-2 over the Rough Riders. And Frisco has fallen in now four consecutive games over the last two on the weekend in Corpus Christi and the first two against Tulsa in this series. Final score, Drillers 5, Rough Riders 2. Josh Warden has your postgame coverage when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, two pretty similar games between the first two games of this series here in Frisco. Both times Tulsa takes a 5-2 lead into the ninth inning. Yesterday added on a couple in the ninth. Today that score stayed put. A 7-2 victory yesterday, a 5-2 victory today for Tulsa. And the Drillers take game two. They lead the series 2-0, despite a good night from Evan Carter. Reached base all five times today, including a double, a single, three walks for Evan Carter. He's reached base in seven out of his nine plate appearances on the series so far. And he helped score a run in the third inning. Back-to-back doubles for the Rough Riders that tied the game at 2-2. But Frisco never did take a lead or otherwise score in the ballgame and lost 5-2. Pitching-wise for the Rough Riders today, it started out with Noah Bremer, and his numbers looked decent in terms of runs. Gave up a lot of base runners, but he worked around trouble. Five innings, he gave up six hits. He walked a couple. There were 10 base runners in total off of Noah Bremer, but only two scored. There was a double play. There was a back pick. He stranded five and allowed two to score. And the bullpen was okay, but did allow the go-ahead run. Danny Duffy suffered the loss, a runner at first that he was responsible for when he left. That runner scored, so he took the L. Aiden Anderson pitched a scoreless inning. Matt Bush went one inning with two runs in, and Robbie Ahlstrom pitched a scoreless ninth. But the Rough Riders unable to pick up enough offense despite a lot of extra base hits. Mentioned the Carter double and Hover double. Chris Tease had a double of his own, and K-Bear Rodriguez had a leadoff triple, but that was a microcosm of the game. He did not score after his leadoff triple in the fourth inning. And the Rough Riders stranded 14 base runners in total over the course of the contest. Well, in tomorrow's game, Dane Acker gets the ball for the Rough Riders. Kendall Williams for Tulsa. Pair of right-handers on the hill for game three of this six-game series. Frisco's now 22-19 on the year. They'll fall to four games behind Amarillo for first place in the second half standings in the division here in the Texas League South. Tulsa's up to 15-26 now in the second half. Well, a quick look at the Rangers today. Zach mentioned it already, but the Rangers are losing 2-0 to Los Angeles, breaking up a late no-hitter. And so Texas will rematch tomorrow to continue that series, but they're now 72-49. Still haven't lost 50 games on the season with 72 wins on the year. So good stretch for the Texas Rangers. Well, again, tomorrow's game at 7:05 right here at Writers Field. And that'll be game three of the series. Well, for Zach Bigley, I am Josh Warden signing off until tomorrow when we continue on a Thursday evening. Until then, so long, everybody, from Frisco, Texas.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!